note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation, because real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game. Learning your value as a man. Original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, my ass. I got the man mindset, my set. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you're ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
I guess we play that shit in the beginning, man. What's up? What's up, man? What's up? We got a great show for y'all today, man. What's good? Shout out to all my dogs. Welcome all my man mindset dogs to the motherfucking show that teaches you so much game that y'all just gonna get drowned in this shit. First, I want to do is give a shout out to all the guys out there, all the guys, the 255 guys. I want to say thank you very much for that. I say for all you guys listening to the show, if you're brand new to the show and you're just learning it or you're just coming through and you want to get more information on the show when everything happens, jump on, guys. Go ahead and hit that like, subscribe, notification button so we can go ahead and chop things up. I want to say to you guys, this is a very different kind of show because we are not talking about things that most guys talk about. So I want to let you know, everything that we talk about is 100% guaranteed, 100% original. We do not create any stuff from anybody. Everything you hear comes from the house itself. Also, guys, last but not least, I always say to you guys out there, please, gentlemen, if you are ready to start the process of becoming a man, I always tell you the beginning process to go ahead, get in your motherfucking car, go to the store and get yourself a 100-piece puzzle set. Only 100 pieces, guys. That's all we ask you to do. Get 100 pieces, and you don't have to be anything special. Get back home. Go ahead and dump the pieces on the table. Rip the box up and start the process of communicating with yourself. And if you don't want to do it, then you're in the wrong place. Also, I want to say real quick, I want to give a special shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. Shout out to all the chat room dogs out there. Guys, if you guys have a question, all my dogs out there, put a Q if you have a question. If you're getting close to talking to a woman, go ahead and put a T for the texting. If you want to ask me a question or try to stomp me or my mind, go ahead and put an S. Or if you want to make a statement, put an S. That's what this show is about. We're going to show you why we teach you game, that we'll be able to help you with game while we're showing you game, unlike anybody else does. So we ask you guys to do that. Also, shout out to the ladies out there. Ladies, you know you are. What's up, girl? And that's the only shout out to all the ladies out there. Ladies, like I say, I did it. I just told y'all earlier this week, brand new track in my poetry thing, erotic poetry, brand new track called From the Inside Out. Also, we dropped volume one of Man Mindset Music. So make sure y'all guys check that out. So let's go ahead and do this, okay? Let's do this, okay? Let's talk about this, all right? So, gentlemen, and I'll ask you again, if you have questions, slow me down because I got a lot to talk about. Oh, my God, gentlemen. We got a lot to talk about. Oh, my God. Let me load this down a little bit. Guys, we got a lot to talk about. Let me load it down, shit. Load that shit down. All right, let me say something to y'all guys. So I was rummaging around, and I saw this thing on TikTok. I kind of talked a little bit about it with Lucario and stuff like that, okay? And I'm about to play it. But what I'm about to play, guys, and we won't keep playing is I love this woman. I love this woman. And I'm going to tell you why I love her. I didn't say I was in love with her. I say I love her because once you become a man, you're going to meet women just like this. And you're going to love her as well because she is a Beethoven, a Bach. She is a Mona Lisa. And the beautiful thing about her is that she hunts weak motherfuckers down. She hunts. She's a hunter, a female hunter that hunts prey. But what's so sexy and great about this woman is this is the kind of woman that's going to fuck you for free. This is the kind of woman that you're going to be in bed with. And she's going to listen. All the money that she stacks up is going to be your money. She's going to pay for your lifestyle. This is the kind of woman, why I love her. I'm saying women like this, they will pay for your lifestyle. They will buy you your flat screen TV. They'll buy you your LeBron James. They'll buy you your colognes. They'll buy you your jewelry. They'll buy and furnish your motherfucking crib absolutely free. And this is why I say I love this kind of woman. I love this woman. And you will start to love and appreciate her too once you start to learn game. For a lot of you guys right now, when you hear what she's saying, a lot of you guys are going to feel some kind of way because you're going to be like, dude, it's not fair. But once you learn game, this woman is the woman that's going to furnish your lifestyle. And what's so great about it and why it works so well is because you're not trying to hold this woman down. You want her to go out there and make her money. I'm not, listen, I believe a woman should go and make her money any way she wants to make it. And if a motherfucker is stupid enough to give her money and finance her and create bank accounts for her, then I'm fine with it. But if you're in your feelings, this is not what it's going to be about. But we got a lot to talk about. But I want y'all to hear the beauty of game that she's doing to them. Because now listen to me. Please understand this. And I'm going to tell you real quick why I love it. Because she ain't doing that to us. She's fucking us. She's sucking our dick. She's cooking for us, giving us back massages, buying us shit, sending us text messages, asking us how we're doing, sending us nude photos. So this is beauty. So I don't want y'all to get mad. I'm going to show y'all this, but I don't want y'all to get mad. I want y'all to accept that the first thing that you've got to accept in this whole world, in this game, that you must accept that you're not the only hunter in the game. As I told you before, marketers and advertisers are hunters. These fucking PUA, red pill motherfuckers, they're hunting these weak motherfuckers. We hunt the weak motherfuckers because we're going to take what they have. And then there's women like this that are hunting guys. So please, gentlemen, don't get mad at women like this because she's not doing this to us, okay? So let me go ahead and play these two clips real quick before we continue. I'm going to probably just stop. It's so beautiful. Check this out.
Me for some sugar, or he wants to give me a kiss or take me home. The thing is, just because a guy takes you to a nice dinner or does something nice for you does not mean you owe him anything, okay? So get that in the back of your head. You don't owe a guy anything. When a guy talks to you, especially for the first time, he does not see you as a bride. He does not see you walking down the aisle. He doesn't approach you just because it's a nice day outside. He's approaching you because he sexually attracted to you and wants to get you in bed.
Stop right there, guys. Gentlemen. As I told you guys before, remember, they know that you're fooled by your desperation, the fact that you're thirsty, needy, and creepy, and you worship women. I keep trying to tell you guys, every woman, you think they're stupid, but they already know your story. So for a lot of you guys, when a lot of women out there run away from you, they're doing you a favor. But those that aren't running for you are making you their meal. So let's keep going. Here we go. Let me get back to that. This is beautiful. This is fucking beautiful, man.
So if you do that too fast, then that's all he's going to see you as. That's why I tell you girls to wait and let guys invest in you, because you would get a lot more than just somebody they see as a sexual object. So how I do it is I don't say, no, I'm not going to have sex with you. Because once you say, no, I'm not going to have sex with you, that just shuts off everything in their brain. Like, why am I – sorry, the video got cut off. But guys will say, why am I going to invest in this girl, spend time with her, blow money off her on her if I'm not going to have no sex? So what I do is I always give them a promise. Like, I leave the opportunities open. Even though I know I'm never going to have sex with these guys, I always say – maybe, or we'll see, because that's going to leave them thinking that they might have sex with you one day.
Oh, I like it. Y'all see why I love it. Y'all see why I love this woman. Guys, I'm telling you, once you learn game, you're going to be living. You're going to be laying in bed with these women. And these women are going to rub your face and tell you how beautiful you are, how much they love you, how much they care about you, how much they want to marry you, how much they want to be with you, because you're also giving her the freedom, okay? You're also giving her the freedom, okay? All right? And I want to let you know, okay? Hold on a second. Let me say something. Hold on one second, because I, you know how I am. Hold on one second. Let's pause. Let us pause for a second. Not every guy thinks like that. She thinks she's running game. Let me tell you something, bitch. Either you shut the fuck up or leave. Because you don't understand what the fuck I'm saying, you dumb motherfucker. So I'm going to be nice today. Don't let them out. Keep them around. But let me say something to you. Don't be in your fucking panties because you a bitch. Don't be in your fucking panties because you mad because you can't even get a bitch like this. So why don't you shut your fucking ass up or get your fucking ass out, okay? And I want to say that nicely to you because, motherfucker, you don't understand the beauty in this shit and the fuck that she ain't running game. Bitch, you are game ran on, you weak motherfucker. So either you shut your bitch ass up or get the fuck out, all right? And I said that nicely. Excuse me, guys. Allow me to continue.
So I tell a guy, like, you know what, for girls, it's more mental, you know, like our sex. So I actually have to like the guy to enjoy it, you know. Don't you want me to enjoy it, like, when I, you know, have sex with you? You know, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I understand what you mean, you know. Especially if you're hot as fuck. They have a pretty girl, lingerie, red lipstick, smelling.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Rich. I want to say, hey, listen, Rich. I want to say from the bottom of my heart, we appreciate your time here, but unfortunately, Rich, this show ain't for you, so we wish you the best in your endeavors. Take care, sir. Goodbye, Rich. Rich is gone. Okay. So anyway, guys, here we go. Now, listen, guys, let me tell y'all something. As I said to you guys before, the beautiful thing about this game is that she's not doing this to us. And if you're worried about the next guy, then this ain't the place for you. This is for the man that has the conquering mentality. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to break that down, all that stuff. But I want you to hear this, dog, because this is something y'all need to – this is an honesty or a realness that a lot of you guys are running away from. A lot of you guys will get mad, angry, or intimidated by this. But this is what, in order for you to be in the game, you must understand the players. If you're Mount Olympus, you must understand all the other gods, that they have other motives and they do other things. See, the things that y'all, like I was telling you guys earlier this morning is, you know what? We don't try to, the reason why we don't intervene in shit, especially because this is what keeps game balanced. Listen to what I'm saying. This is what keeps the game balanced. And what keeps the game balanced is economy. Okay? You must understand, all you guys listening to me, that our job is not to take them out. Our job is not to kiss their fucking ass and bend over backwards and shit. That's not our job. Our job is to fuck and spend time and let them worship us. That is our job in this whole thing. Everybody has a role to play with the weak motherfuckers. And if you feel some kind of way because a woman that's on the Mount Olympus that's hunting you motherfuckers down and you're hearing what they think and you feel some kind of way, then this ain't for you. You see what I'm saying? This ain't for you. This is so you can understand, before we get into the basics, to understand that, you are going to either learn how to be a man or you're going to be food. And it's not just for her. It's those red pill motherfuckers that's up there as well, marketers and advertisers. Everybody is feeding off of the weak. So you need to actually see what the fuck is up there and not be upset or mad at what she's doing, because all of this keeps the economy flowing and it keeps the world going round. Let me continue.
Good rubbing up all onto him. Best believe he's going to do anything to sleep with you. And that's how you get them gripped on. And this method also works for those 2 week guys. You know, those guys that you barely talk to and you have sex with them for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then they just ghost you. If you tell a guy that you're not ready for sex until you get in a relationship with him and they like you, they will fight for that. They will show interest. But if they just end up leaving you, then that is you just filtering out the fuckboys, the dusty man that just wants you for sex. So it's a win-win. Just give him a promise. Make a guy think that he might have sex with you, that he might, especially if he's enjoying your personality and your company. You got him hooked. That's where the money comes in. Don't have sex with these guys. You don't have to. If you want me to do more videos on this or go.
You do that. Hold on a second. Wait, Mutt, let me talk to, Let me bring Mutt's comment in. Mutt, stop lying, Mutt. If you're a good-looking woman, you have this power. So come on, Mutt. Don't act like you don't have the power. You're just not using the power, Mutt. Okay, I'm saying this with love, Mutt. You're just, all you women out there know what the fuck you have. Don't play innocent. You just choose not to use the power that you have granted. You women know that you can do this. You can run motherfuckers, get free meals and all that other stuff, okay? All right? To the getting ghosted after. Well, no. I'm not saying, okay, I see what you're talking about at that point and what she's saying. But I'm saying is the power that you have to get what you want, okay? That's what I'm saying. So, but what I'm saying is this, okay? Oh, hold on. Let me talk to my, hey, wait a second. Yo, hey, Scan, I'm on a live show, man. I'm going to hit you back, but I got it, man. I want to say thank you, man. Hey, yeah, I'm going to call you back a little bit later. Somebody do something my way, I want to throw at you. So I'll hit you back later. All right, my brother? All right, thanks, Scan. Appreciate you, man. All right, 100, man. All right, so, yeah, we back, guys, live. Guys, if you guys want to call in, you can. Let's go ahead and get into the show, and let's talk about the basics. All right, I had one of my guys, I won't say his name, he's in the room right now, and it was such a disappointing conversation, coaching session with him, because he came to me because he got help and he was able to set up a date. But he set up the date at Dairy Queen. And I asked him, why didn't you sound check and bring her to a mom and pop store? And his answer was, because I didn't think I would get anywhere. And this is the thing that I'm trying to tell all you men out here. You don't see what a man sees. And I'm letting you know. We've got to get you back to the basics of the game because y'all are veering off. If you don't have your puzzle pieces, if you don't have the ice cream, leg spread your ass cheeks, coffee, cocoa, and wine, jazz bar, if you don't have these in place, then you're fucking up right now. You've got to have these things in place, gentlemen. Everything is connected, and this is why it is important to understand that what you are selling is you. But we are talking about core. What is the thing that draws the woman in? Even that woman right there, that sexy ass woman that, hey, is just running game on guy. Oh, so fucking sexy. What is so great about these women right here is that what we got to build, gentlemen, is we've got to learn how to build from the ground up. Mr. T, this is not for you. Mr. T, let me tell you something. Listen. Mr. T, don't leave him alone. Don't say nothing to anybody. Let me talk to Mr. T real quick. Mr. T, I welcome you here with open arms, but I will be the only YouTuber on here to let you know that this is not for you. And please stay in here as long as you like and enjoy the content, but you're not ready for this, big dog. You're not ready, okay? You're not ready for this, okay? If I've got a force and tell you a benefit, you know, rich people, you know, when you go to rich areas and some places don't have tags on it, if you got to ask the prices, you can't afford it. So what I'm saying, I appreciate you're here, Mr. T, and relax, make yourself at home, kick your feet up. But I'm saying, don't waste your time here. This is not for you. This is for men. This is a man space for men. And if you got to ask that question, you're just not ready, okay? So maybe you need to go to a red pill or something like that, okay? I'm just letting you know, okay? I'm just letting you know that this is just not for you, my brother, okay? But I welcome you. I'm not mad at you or anything. Everybody can't be a man. Everybody can't win, okay? And I just want to let you know that it's okay. Just hang in there and just sit back and just watch and observe, okay? Because you're not ready to be taught game, because you want me to sell game to you, and I don't sell shit to you. We sell ourselves to these motherfucking women. I don't sell myself to another man. And if you feel that I've got to sell myself to you by telling you the benefits, then brother, this ain't for you, okay? And I wish you, just hang in there, dog. We got you, man. Just relax, hang in there. Let me continue what I'm doing. Don't even listen to what I'm saying, or don't even waste your time. This ain't for you, brother. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying to my guys that really want to learn game here is that, see, as a man and as you create and build who the fuck you are, your mindset of how your laws, rules, and codes are, these are things that are set standards. These are non-negotiable ways of how you're going to move as a man, okay? These are the things that you believe in so much that you will not, 484, I'll bring you in 1 second. These are the things you believe in so much that you will walk away from a woman to just defend what you believe in. You believe it so much that you're willing to lose your parents. You're willing to lose your friendships. You're willing to lose that beautiful woman that you've been trying for because you stand on what it is you are, and that's your motherfucking name, gentlemen. Your goddamn name. Let me go and answer this call real quick. Area code 484. So how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Please speak up, sir. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How can I help you, sir?
You told me to call in yesterday night. Can't help me with what we talked about yesterday involving me not me doing.
Well, I'm talking about right now. So you don't need to call in. You listen. You don't need to call in. I forgot what I wanted to have you do, but I forgot what it was. So you don't need to hang around. You can just listen. If you got a question, just call back. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Respect to you, man. Respect to you. All right, hold on. We'll throw you back in. Respect to you, man. So let me keep going. So as I was saying to you guys out here, and guys, I want to call in. We got you. We're going to take care of you. We're going to spit game, and we're going to show you depth in game. But what I am saying to you guys out here, yeah, y'all couldn't hear the call. I told him he's going to have to speak up. I don't know what happened. He's going to have to speak up. But We'll work on that. There's something, I guess, with the volume. I got to check the volume thing, but the volume levels are up. So we're going to have to add, when they do call in, we'll have them speak up and everything, guys. We got you guys. We got you covered. But what I'm saying to you guys out here that's very important is that everything that you do is a standard, okay? Your lifestyle, your mindset, your core, your name, gentlemen, is how you live, how you play, how you work, how you fuck, how you turn her on, how you walk away from her motherfucking ass, how you tell her no, how you straighten her ass out, how you have to show her she must prove herself to you. It all comes down to how you have your standards, okay? And these things are very important because these are your priorities that are going to show women, okay, how we move and how they need to move if they want to be around us. Your mindset, your standards, your laws, rules, and codes can be described as labels that you give them. You see the brand of Nike and you know the quality of work with Nike or Reebok or Microsoft or Apple. You know, it's a symbol that represents quality, gentlemen. Quality. And what I am showing you guys are these are the measures. And shout out, let me get to my motherfucking dog. Shout out to my brother in arms, Miles motherfucking Cunningham. Shout out to him. Please, guys, go over there and support to my motherfucking dog. That's my dude right there. Shout out to Miles. We got number love for you, Miles. Shout out to motherfucking Miles in this bitch. But, gentlemen, everything that I am teaching you, this is not about the woman. It is about how you see yourself, your mindset, your fingerprint, your name, your sexual standard, your sexuality. All these things have to be a compass that it will always keep you in line and on track and focus on the most important thing, and that is you. It will always be about you. Fuck these women. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm saying fuck, man. Stop making everything about these motherfucking women. They have not proved value and worth. This is important because what you do and how you behave is going to put you on a pathway. I'm telling you right now, listen to me. What you fucking do and how you behave is going to set you on a pathway to either being a motherfucking man with nuts that gets to fuck, that shows her she ain't special and she's got to work for your motherfucking time, your attention, your curiosity, your respect. And if she's lucky enough, she gets the dick. What you do and how you behave is going to be the difference between her using you, hanging out with you, just milking you for money and not give you a nair whiff of motherfucking pussy. Let me get this thing. Hold on. Let me answer this question real quick. I know this is off topic. No, there's not. This young man, there's no thing off topic because we can go off topic and go right back on. That's the fuck we do, young man. Appreciate you. How do I respond once I get her to send a picture of herself through the text message? Well, here's the question I'm asking you. Where are you trying to lead the photo? Don't ask for anything from anybody if you're not leading them to your next point. I know a lot of y'all guys hear us say about asking for photos and pictures and stuff. I like pictures and photos for me because when they make a statement or they say something sexy, I want to see a photo because I want to see what they're like in that moment in time because I find that very sexy to me. That's something I find that's sexy. But for what I say for you guys, if you're going to ask for a photo, use that photo to be the reason why I came up to you and started to talk to you. Use the photo to let her know this is why I want to take you out to get to know you in a more intimate way. This is why I want to see what's behind that smile. This is why you have kissable lips. Everything that you do has got to lead the woman where you want to go, okay? So if you don't know how to respond, young man, don't ask for shit. Don't ask for anything if you don't know what you're asking for. I know a lot of you guys want to just grab shit and just say shit, okay? Just don't do that, okay? All right, just make sure that when you're talking to these women, know what it is you want to take her. Know why you want to take her. And know that if she questions you or wants to know anything, that you are ready to give her the answer right away, okay? So I understand where you're coming from, but don't do it if you don't know what you're doing, okay, big guy? Don't do it if you don't know what you're doing. But as I was saying for you guys, what you do and how you behave, it has to be in line with who you are as a man. It has to be in line. There is a flow that's happening right now. It's the game. It's life. It's time. and those things are flowing. And one thing I told you guys, even early this morning when I did a video early, like at 3 a.m, whatever, what I was saying to you guys is that we cannot disrupt what is happening. There are things that are going on around us in which we do not disrupt. We just move on and keep things going, okay? And what I'm saying is that you cannot worship women the way you worshiping and act like what you do and how you behave is going to work for you. It will not work for you, okay? And all these things are important because you have to be consistently consistent with what you are, because there are women out here that are really game the fuck up. There are women out here that don't want to waste their time. And listen, I'm going to be honest with you. There are women out here that have options. But whether she has an option, whether she has a man, whether she doesn't have a man, whether she's living with a man or whether she's married to a man or just separated from a man, that's none of my motherfucking business. Because, and I'm going to tell you why, because you're going to run into women that just won't give you information. So I can't assume, never assume that she doesn't have anybody. I'm not saying that when they don't have anybody, they have options, okay? That's what I'm saying. They will have options, okay? But what I am saying is, and what I'm trying to get you to see is that in order for you to win in the game, what you do, what you say, and how you behave must be aligned with who you are as a man, or you will be food, okay? You will be food and you will lose to the woman. Gentlemen, I don't get women because I look good. I don't get women because I'm tall. I don't get women because I got a great body. I don't have none of that shit. I ain't got none of that shit. I never had that shit. But the one thing that I had was I never was you. I never operated out of pandering for pussy, running behind a woman. What I did instead of running behind the woman, I started to do the weirdest thing. And the only thing I can do is run behind me. Be my shadow. Be my guiding light. Be my way. Build and create my world, my way, and how I operate. And then that way, when I meet a woman, she doesn't know me. She cannot figure me out. She doesn't know what, how I'm moving or what I'm thinking or anything. She has no idea what I am because I run behind me, okay? But see, most of you guys don't believe in yourself enough to believe that you should be the only thing you should be worried about. If you are worried about your friends, this ain't for you. If you're worried about what a woman does to somebody else, this ain't for you. If you want to please everybody and make everybody happy, I guess, but this ain't for you. This is for those that want to win. This is for those that want to fuck a lot of women. This is for those that want to live a lifestyle where women are giving you the pussy, offering you sex, doing things that you have always imagined you wanted a woman to do, but you just never was that guy. This is for that man. Because what I am saying is that instead of chasing and worrying about the woman, if you take that beam of light off of her, excuse me, because it's that way, because you're worshiping her. She is goddess to you. She is everything. She is perfect. Oh, my God, I would do just anything just to have her spend time with me. Are you fucking serious? They will never be special to me, but I know how to treat them right. See, listen. When I say they're not special, I'm not going to yell at them. I'm not going to belittle them. I'm not going to tell them bad things about them. I am going to simply dismiss their fucking asses because they're not worth my motherfucking time. just because she looks good. I promise you, behind the fucking makeup, the weave, the eyeliner. Thank you, 63 likes. The weave, the eyeliner, the fake nails, the push-up bra, the tight clothes, and all that shit. You is a young woman that is fucking insecure and does not have self-worth. Now, she may have a little self-worth, a little bit of value, and a little bit of security, but it's not strong enough. She's not rooted in herself because she doesn't know that she has a fucking core, gentlemen. That's why she's all over the place, because she's not rooted like a man is rooted. I am rooted in my core. I can't be moved, but she can be moved. But the problem is, she's already moving you because you ain't rooted in shit. You see her ass. Like I showed you that video of that woman. Man, that's easy pussy, dog. That's easy. That's a three. Man, I could probably fuck her in 2 or 3 days. You want to know why? Because I take the power out of the pussy. And I will still allow her to hunt other motherfuckers. I ain't trying to stop what she's doing. I'm not trying to stop what she's doing and shit like that. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there if y'all want to have any questions. Maybe y'all want to call in. Lines are open, but I'm going to continue. What I am saying to you guys out here, this is not a place. I'm not here to knock the woman because I find beauty in the woman. I love to eat off of her body. I love to see her wash her body live on air. I love to watch her play with her pussy. I love to get voicemails of her coming and nutting. So don't think this is not a hating woman place. I love how the woman reaches out and is able to express herself in a way that she's never expressed before in her life. I love that shit. So please do not understand, this is not bashing the woman, because the woman has so much to offer our kingdom as she cooks, as she cleans, as she vacuums, as she rubs your back, as she rubs your fucking shoulders and rub your goddamn feet with a motherfucking smile. There's something to that. So no, this is not about motherfucking hating the woman. We don't hate women. There is beauty in a woman who has not reached her core. There is beauty in a woman that can find things in herself through you, where the love, admiration, and connection is so deep, she ain't going any motherfucking where. That's the beauty, man. But in order to get that beauty, okay, absolutely critical that you don't chase the pussy. Chase the fucking king. Chase the man. Chase the emperor. Chase the god. Chase that sexual, nasty motherfucker that you can be. Chase those things. Because in order for you to get the results that you need, you must be able to chase and be able to master, listen what I'm saying, master the most critical areas in your life, your government, your scribe, your gym, your studio, your fucking film room, your goddamn culinary school, your marketing team, your fucking drug lab. You have to master these critical things. Because if you can't master you, why would she want to fuck you? Why would she want to give you the pussy on GP while she makes everybody wait, beg, and barter? What I'm saying to you is very important, gentlemen. Hold on, let me answer this question by this young man right here. Give me a second. We'll take a moment. You know how we do. We love to answer questions. Here we go right here. I told him, oh, my God, you're an Eagle fan. You know how... No, I'm just playing with you. We're in the common ground right now because football season started. I told a woman I don't want to be her boyfriend and that I want to get to know her in a more intimate way, and she got mad and said goodbye. Why did she get mad when I was keeping it 100? Okay, listen to me. This is the problem, Wise, that you guys are fucking up. You're saying shit to say shit. You're not saying it because you really are living it. And a woman can recognize when you are saying shit. And let me show you what I'm talking about. See, when you're saying that you want to get to know her in a more intimate way, I'm going to show you why you're not being honest with her. Because you don't even know why you're saying the shit. You can't defend what you're saying. You can't express or stand on what you're saying. So what you're just doing, young man, is you're just saying shit because you think it's some cool shit to say. Not at all. I know why I say what I want to say. But see, your problem is that you're not going deeper. See, you're saying I want to get to know you in an intimate way and stopping right there. But why? Why do you want to get to know her in a more intimate way? How do you want to get to know her in a more intimate way? You see, you're just saying shit. See, the thing about a lot of you surface dwellers, y'all love to throw shit up on the wall, okay? Y'all love to throw shit up on the wall and y'all want something to stick. You can't get, don't, see, the thing about these women, I keep telling you, is they're smart as fuck. And they can tell if you're actually about what you say or you're just saying shit because you heard it on the internet or something like that. See, you're saying to her that, yeah, okay, I don't want to be your boyfriend, and that's fine. But here's the problem. Are you divulging that information to her? Is she asking for it? What's going on right here, okay? But see, if she got mad and she said bye, okay, that's not even the problem. The problem is, why do you give a fuck if she gets mad and walks away? I have said this to several women that, you know what, I do want to get to know you in a more intimate way because, honestly, I want to see what's behind that smile, and that's the honest truth. And there have been women to say, fuck you. There have been women to say no. There have been women to say, I'm not interested. I'm just not interested in you, and they will walk the fuck off. But it's okay because I'm not my end result. And where you're thinking right now, you're looking at the last domino. Never look at the last domino because the last domino, unfortunately for you, is how you see yourself. And if you keep looking at the last domino, then you're going to allow that woman to define you as a motherfucking man. And that's why I don't give a fuck. She's allowed to walk away. But the problem is how you started. I'm sure there was some shit you said that fucked all this up. And then you said this shit on top of it. So there are some things that you probably did. I don't know what you did. You can call in and let me know what you did, but it's all good, man. It's all good. Okay. This is why I keep trying to show you guys why the game is so important. Everything I'm talking about here. What areas in your life are you fucking up in? So many guys are fucking up in so many areas that you're actually not even working on your areas that you're fucking up in. You guys cannot even write 10 ways to make a woman smile, which is a fucking shame. But anyway, you can't write 10 ways to make her smile, but yet you want to make her smile. You can't even make her laugh. You can't even make her think. You can't even make her react. You can't even get her to be curious about you and separate yourself from everybody else because you choose not to work on the critical points of your life. And if you don't work on the critical parts of your life, when time hits or you see that woman, you're going to fuck up and she ain't going to fuck with you, okay? And this is important because as a man, you must explore who you are in order to give yourself balance in the game. In order to set high priorities that she must accomplish, that she must do. And as I told you guys before, the worst thing you guys do to show these women you ain't shit is that you're always storming the castle walls of her pussy. You're always chasing the ghost of trying to fuck so bad that, as I told you before, you don't even see that it is a trap that these women are fucking you over with. Yes, a trap. And they, look, they don't even know what the fuck they're doing. But I can tell you their emotions know what the fuck they're doing. Because the only way the virus of the feminine emotion can get crossed over from her to you is when you enter her domain thinking that you're going to get something that you know you ain't going to get. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. I got you real quick, G. Let me go to the little chalkboard and shit. Y'all know I love my little chalkboard. Where's my marker at? Ah, here we go. Let me show y'all the chalkboard. All right, so let's see here. How are we gonna do it? Okay, all right. It's this simple right here. I want y'all to see this. Let me make sure I got this. And I'll answer your question in 1 second. What I am saying is because you're in your feelings, you're attacking a feeling that is really truly driven by an emotion. But once you, cross over into trying to get her to give you pussy, you don't understand. And then, guys, listen, she doesn't even know. Because she's not even supposed to. Remember, guys, she doesn't even know that there is an emotion that's actually controlling her fucking feelings. So she doesn't even know this shit. These women don't know this shit. Because this is the depth of game that we're showing. Women do not know this, that they transfer emotion to you, and they don't even realize they're doing it because who's pulling the strings of everything? Remember, every feeling she has is a feeling of emotion, but she doesn't even realize that that feeling is fucking a fake feeling, which is emotion. I'm not going to get into that shit again. But what I'm saying to you guys is that when you are going after the pussy between her legs, okay, because when you're going into her realm of fucking feeling, you're trying to fuck. Why do you get emotionally caught up? You don't even realize it. You see a woman and you want to fuck her so bad, and by the end of it, you're in love and lust. You're paying, and you feeling some kind of way, and you ain't fucking, but you feeling some kind of way. But yet, you don't even understand why. Because there is a mechanism that these women have that they don't want to know. But they don't even know. They can't even tell you about this shit. What I am telling you is that you are getting the emotion when you're attacking and storming a gate in which you're not going to win. But that's what I keep telling y'all. There's always fables and fairy tales that I can keep going back. Guys, I'm going to answer your question. I got your questions, guys. Let me mark your question, King S. I'm going to mark your question. And G the Great, I'm going to mark your question. But what I want to say to y'all, guys, let me show you. Let's look at the fairy tale. Where's the fairy tale at? Let me find the fairy tale. See, there's a fairy tale. See, you know, I use a little three little pigs. Remember, nobody uses the three little pigs because I'm showing you how deep game is, because sometimes fairy tales tell you shit that you don't even recognize. But from the surface, you see the fairy tale. But what I'm showing you is they are always teaching game wherever you go, and sometimes you don't even realize it. What is the one fairy tale that they teach you that draws you in to the beauty and words? And it is a simple fucking fairy tale. Because when you see the woman and see that pussy and see that body, you see something beautiful. You see something wonderful. Oh, my God. This is amazing. Oh, my God. And see, just like that fucking fairy tale, old Hansel and old motherfucking Gretel. Remember, if all day, every day, they go around and see raggedy-ass houses, and then something stands out, it's going to draw them in. See? Drawing you in. See, y'all are drawn into the pussy. You're drawn into the ass and all that other shit. So as you are drawn in, what is inside? See, remember, that book showed you, the fairy tale showed you, it's a setup for a downfall. See, y'all are so busy looking at the fucking bait, you're not looking at the hook that's attached to the bait called emotions. It shows, this is something you learned as a child and you still miss the mark. Because what's behind there, and again, I'm not saying women are evil witches. I'm not saying that. I want to make sure I'm clear on that. Because what I am saying to you is that unknowingly, these women are not injecting emotion in you. I'm not saying they're doing that shit. But there is something going on with her mindset that is connecting to your shit that is delivering and uploading fucking emotion. Not, see, you go past feeling into emotion. Why do you guys think you get anxiety? Why do you guys think you don't have any confidence? You get fearful. You walk on eggshells. You get nervous. And you don't even think about, I want y'all to listen. We're going to get deep. I don't think y'all understand what the fuck I'm saying. You're going about your day, right? Just normal day. But as soon as you see her, and as soon as you say, I want to fuck her, I want to get her over my house tonight, it begins the process. And you don't even see it happening. It happens. Why do you think when you're normal and then you see her, all of a sudden you're going through fucking emotions? That woman doesn't. That woman's just minding her own fucking business. But as I'm trying to tell you guys, the depth of this is that what's going on is that you're going after a feeling, but that feeling is going to trap you into being fucking emotional. That's why you're going through those emotions. Because you're trying to storm a gate and conquer something that you're not going to fucking conquer. And just like Hansel and Gretel, yeah, they had a little bit of gingerbread. They had a little bit of cotton candy, all that little fucking shit they ate. Like, God damn, if it's this good on the outside, oh shit, what's good on the inside? Let's go inside. And that's the trap. That's where the woman traps you. And she doesn't, listen, she's not doing, listen, all of this shit is not her doing. It is a combination of lack of you versus what is happening in the moment, gentlemen. What is happening in the moment. So you feeling the way you feel is because you're attacking the wrong thing, and there sets the trap where you're in your fucking feelings. You're emotional. When remember, I don't believe me. Think about what I'm doing. You're just minding your, when you mind your own business, you're going about your day, whether it's online or walking down the street. Isn't it odd? You don't feel anything, right? But once you see her and you say to yourself, I want to fuck her. What happens as soon as you say or put that dot in her, after her? You all of a sudden, you get this adrenaline. You get this anxiety. You start to feel nervous. You, I mean, these things start to, like, come at you all over the place. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm just nervous. And, oh, my God, what do I say and what do I do? It's because you're attacking something that is attacking you back on a deeper level that's hooking you in, because at the same time you're being attacked, they're also uploading and stuff. Do you see what I'm saying? So let me go ahead and answer some of these questions real quick. Give me a second. We're not done. I'm breaking some shit down, but let me go ahead and answer these questions real quick. First G says, question is, about the title base of the game. The game is about you and your core. The bases have nothing to do with the way you view yourself. About you and your core. Does the basics have to do with the way you view yourself, and starts from there? All right. No. Here's the problem. Because you view yourself as weak, you view yourself as soft, you view yourself as you get lucky. You view yourself as, well, my job, I don't have a good job, I'm short, I'm ugly, I don't know what to say. So you view yourself in weakness. You can't have balance looking out of the window all the time. You know what I mean? You can't have balance worried about shit. That's not game. That's the emotional mommy in you that wants to sit around and complain about shit. You can't have that, young man. So the basics is not of the game. See, excuse me, you have never even reached your core to even understand what your core is, because right now everything you're doing is from the outside of you. You're living in the world of I do because you don't believe in the I am, because you don't even know that there is an I am to start the process of working on I am. You are so far away from the I am because of what you're doing right now. You have to understand, and this is why we cannot disrupt shit. The media must create pills, plates, hypergamy, high value, no fap. It must create things to keep you in your prison. And the longer you stay in your prison, the more money you're going to shell out when you think you have an opportunity at a piece of ass. So there are things going on that you don't even realize that's going on. Because the thing, every motherfucking red pill show that you have followed, every motherfucker that's been giving you theory, every motherfucker that's been conjuring up what color pill you are and all that stupid shit, think about the layers of lies, disillusion, just being naive that you have. Put you in a point where you don't even know you have a core. You have no idea you even have one because you actually believe what is outside of you. But there is game in that because the rules of the thing that we're in, okay? The rules that we're in, okay, is that you are trapped. And you're fucked. And as long as you're trapped and fucked, you're never going to get out of here, okay? Okay? Let me say something. Hold on. T.O., again, I will say it for you, sir. If you want to say, nah, call into the fucking show, but don't, please, sir, listen, please. I welcome you too, sir, with open arms. But I'm going to ask you kindly to please stop saying that bitch-ass shit on our show. Please either shut the fuck up and ask questions and stop giving us your weak fucking opinions, because over here we teach game and you don't have game and your weak ass opinions are nothing over here. So please either ask a question to learn, but don't give us your weak ass thoughts, because I don't want my students to be held down by weakness, sir. Weakness. Listen to you. Listen to you. The fuck is a real dime? There's no such thing when you have game. There ain't no dimes out here, man. But there you go again. If you feel that I'm triggered. Hey, T.O., no. This is what I'm going to do. No, guys, leave me alone. T.O., what I'm going to do is kindly put you in timeout first. You say something again, I will ban you. Fucking leave, bitch. Because let me show you what I'm talking about, why this motherfucker needs to shut his goddamn ass up. Look at him, real dimes. What the fuck is a real dime? The bitch is a wooden nickel, motherfucker. You must possess intellectual. Oh, you're fucking food. Intellectual? As I say before, gentlemen, I appreciate you guys, but I got to stop sometimes because I don't want y'all to get bad information. Because this bitch over here is giving you bad information, talking about relationships with dimes. Fuck is a dime? Get your fucking whack ass off this shit, bitch. Leave. This ain't for, look, T.O., This ain't for everybody. I keep trying to tell you. You take that intellectual shit and wait in line for some bitch to fucking use your goddamn ass. Intellectual. The fuck is he talking? Man, let me keep going, guys. I apologize, but I got to correct the uncorrected when they come in this shit trying to tell you what they fucking think. What they think as they think that their thoughts hold weight when motherfuckers know game. T.O., you ask questions, sir. Please don't make statements. Please, sir. But I put him in timeout. We didn't kick him out. I put him in timeout. Are these going to listen or not? That's it. I'm giving him an opportunity. Okay? What Peaches asked a question. She said, wait, from what I gathered, from the last roast is that you can make any woman a dime if you're a real man. A dime is earned. You don't come out the box being sexy, being a dime, being beautiful, being desirable. Because what the fuck have you done, Peaches, to earn that title? Why would I give you a title based off of makeup? Why would I give you the title based off of weave and fake eyeliner and push-up bras? Why would I give you that title knowing that you don't even believe you're a motherfucking dime? That's what I'm saying, Peaches. So, no, I'm not. You don't get that title. You got to work for that title. Mannerisms, yeah. The power of man compels you. The power of man compels you. Because Peaches, as I showed you before, you gotta, this is what a dime is about, right here. A dime has got to work for my curiosity. A dime has got to work for my attention. A dime has got to work for my time, my respect, and my dick. Then she can be called a dime. Beautiful and sexy. You just can't be called that shit from a man. This is why men fuck and get pussy, because we don't play that silly shit. And I'm not saying you're unattractive, Peach. I'm saying that you're not attractive to me yet until you show me attraction. Show me a dime. Show me sexy. Show me beautiful. I just can't label you that shit, but I can't let some guy roll in here call you a dime and y'all ain't do shit. That tells you he ain't shit. That's all I'm saying. But let me continue. Let me get to the next question, guys. Y'all got anything? I got y'all, man. Again, I'm trying to educate y'all, guys. I got y'all. I'm not mad. Again, some guys go wrong, and I will correct them. And I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not being triggered. It's just I don't want weakness to come into a classroom of young men trying to learn game. That's all I'm saying. But let me continue. So what are some critical points of, well, okay, but, King, I went over that and you missed it, brother. You missed it, okay? And I will slow it down and walk you through it, big dog. Okay? King, what I'm saying is the critical things that you have is, number one, where is your construction worker that has your blueprint? And that blueprint is building you, building your world, building you to conquer. Where is your detective? Where is your studio? These are critical things. Your film room is critical. Your guide is critical. Your boardroom is critical. Your warrior is critical. Your fucking, your mental gym is critical. Your fucking creativity room is critical. Your culinary school is critical. Your library is critical. Your motherfucking Senate is critical. Your scribe is critical. Your amusement park is critical. Your marketing team is critical. And your drug labs are critical. And if you don't have those things, young man, then you must be able to create those things. See, the focus is not on the woman. The focus is on building yourself. I mean, the game ain't about these motherfucking women, man. I don't give a good goddamn fuck these women. I say that with love, ladies. Know the fuck I'm saying. I don't give a fuck about these women like the way y'all do, man. That's what I'm saying, King. Yes. So when you're not working on these things, because y'all guys didn't even know you had to work on these things. But once you begin the process of working on these things, it's going to change your perspective of how you see the game. That's what I'm saying to you guys. It changes the perspective. Because once you come to an understanding of who the fuck you are, you are going to begin to make what is the weirdest thing. And that is making better decisions. That means when you know what the fuck you are and how you are and how you move and how you operate, you're going to not make better decisions, gentlemen. Listen, you're going to make king decisions that make your pussy wet. You're going to make God decisions to make their pussy wet. You're going to make emperor decisions to make her pussy wet. You're going to make man decisions because there is going to be a process for you to map out in your mind the actions and the consequences at the same time. But it will also allow you to help you to achieve what it is you're trying to achieve. And it's going to be at this point you will realize that achieving a woman is not the game, and thus you're not going to play by trying to attack the pussy. You're going to start to attack her fucking mind, ultimately shaping what the fuck you want. Because the moments that you make are with these women, these moments right here are going to decide your fate, whether you attack the pussy or you attack the mind. Because most of you guys are always attacking the pussy because all you're trying to do is fuck what you worship. But when you worship yourself, you attack the mind because you're showing her why she should fuck you, why she should suck your dick, why she should bring fruit at your fucking feet, because you're the only man that she will ever meet in her lifetime probably that can show her her actual core. Y'all hear what I'm saying, gentlemen? Her actual core. And she will give up all for that because she doesn't even know what the fuck she is, because she's living in this fog and this fantasy world of fucking feelings. Feelings. Do you see what I'm saying? Every move you make as a man is going to shape and define who you are. But it's also going to have this weird thing with women, and it's called being unpredictable. It's calling being, you don't have to pretend to be unpredictable, and you don't have to pretend to be mysterious. You just are going to be unpredictable, and you're going to be mysterious because she is not going to understand you. Because you're not playing by the rules that a lot of guys set, okay? You see what I'm saying? Okay? And all I'm saying to you guys, and then I say love, T.O. I appreciate you, T.O. I got you, T.O. It's all love, brother. But what I am saying to you guys is that every move that you make as a man is important for you. It has nothing to do with these fucking women. I don't give a fuck about these women. I can say no, and I can say bye easily. And guess what? That's what's going to get their pussy wet. That's what's going to make them submit the fucking pussy to me, because they know they don't hold power over me. How can one hold power over an emperor? How can one hold power over a goddamn god? How can one hold power over a motherfucking man? Because when you're making every move and you're making every decision and you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it because you know why you're doing it. And you don't have to explain yourself to motherfuckers. Either they're going to accept you or good fucking bye. I don't remember I tell you with the creed. I'm not here to explain myself to you. Does a letter A have to explain itself? Does the number one have to explain itself? No, you need to learn me. I don't need to know you. because I already know what the fuck you are. And I say this, ladies with love, I know what you are. You're hiding behind a lot of shit. I know what you are. It's just you don't know what you are. And that's why these motherfuckers out here are not getting a service from you people. Because I know that you are your makeup. And I know you are your self, low self-worth and insecurities. I know what the fuck you are. But you know one thing I also know? I know you don't know your motherfucking self at your core. I can tell you that much. And if you fucking submit and you follow me, I can get you somewhere that you've never been before. But I'm not going to beg you. I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to barter. I'm not going to say please. I'm going to fucking dismiss you, pack the fuck up, and move to the next town. Because I don't need you. I can find a million yous outside my fucking door. You'll never find a motherfucker like me because you don't even realize what is driving and controlling you. You actually think you are really emotional when you are being tricked by your fucking mind to think that the shit you feeling is actually emotions. That's not it. But see, y'all not supposed to know that. They ain't supposed to know this kind of stuff. Y'all see what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, don't worry about the bots. They're coming in. Just get rid of them. We're good. We won't keep. See, as men, we won't keep it pushing forward. Let the bots come in. We will just get rid of them. That's what men do. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. I'm saying that everything that I'm teaching right here is part of the basics. Because this is going to help you decide with clarity and certainty that everything that you're doing is going to be your benefit. Everything you're doing is benefiting you. You get with me, I'm going to give you the orgasms. I'm going to show you a world that you've never seen. I'm going to take you to different places, and you're going to worship the dick. You're going to worship me. You're going to fall in love with me. You're going to fucking fall in lust with me. You're going to want to marry me. You're going to want to have my baby. But you know what else you're going to want? You're going to fucking accept that you ain't the only one, and you ain't going no goddamn where. You can go as far as you fucking want to go, but you're bringing your ass back, and I'm telling you, I know you bring your ass back. But I can tell you that in your face, or I can just wait for you to see it for yourself. But you fuck with a real one, you bringing your ass back. I'm telling you. And I'm keeping it a real. I'm not being a dick about this shit. Because what you're meeting is a motherfucker that is taking risks, not on you. You're not a risk. I'm taking a risk on me to push myself farther. When I say there ain't nothing more, I'm going further out in that motherfucker. I'm taking the risk. I'm not listening to my fucking parents telling me I need to be boxed in. The church telling me to box in. The media telling me to box in. Women tell me to box in. Fuck them things, man. But that's what I'm saying. I want you to move and search who you are and expand your world. Expand your mind. And don't worry about the pitfalls, because you will get knocked down. You're going to get beat up. You're going to get kicked down. You're going to fall off the wall. You're going to tumble down the mountain and roll down the fucking hill. But you know what? You must understand there is no loss. There is no embarrassment. There is no fucking failure. There is no goddamn rejection. There is no criticism. And there ain't me getting motherfucking hurt. Because they ain't got power over me. Because I'm not trying to please them motherfuckers, man. How the fuck am I going to get hurt, embarrassed, fear, rejection, and loss and shit? And only unless I hand over my respect because she got a fat ass and titties. Oh, please, almighty one, please, please accept me. But The reason why you motherfuckers, you see this? This is why you guys have embarrassment, rejection, failure, loss, getting hurt, criticizing yourself, all these fucking emotions, because you're attacking a gate that you should not attack Thank you for 98 likes. Thank you, Red. Thank you for the 98 likes, guys. I want to say I appreciate you. Thank you for the 98 likes, guys. I appreciate that. What I am saying to you guys out there, this is what happens. And it's, you can't. I'm not blaming women for this shit. Because women don't even actually know what the fuck is going on. You know, a woman's probably scratching their head, God damn, why is this motherfucker acting the way he's acting and shit? I mean, what did I do? I just told him I'm not interested. And yet, he's all in his fucking feelings. And yet, he's sad. He's angry. He feels rejected and hurt. Why is he cussing me out? I just said I'm not interested. Why is he calling me a bitch? Why is he angry? I told him I wasn't interested in him. Why is he like that? Why, you want to know why, ladies? You don't even get what the fuck is going on. Because there are things that are happening that are way past your level of thinking. Because all you're doing is feeling shit. You don't even see what the fuck is going on. Because that thing that is in their minds, it's in your mind working a totally different way. And that thing is going to make sure that it's in you. It's not just going to open up and have you open your legs up to the world and shit. He's going to make them motherfuckers work. Thank you, AD, for the super chat, man. I appreciate it. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered, man. We got you covered. But listen to me. Listen to me, gentlemen. Listen. Every risk that I take pays off because, guys, I don't risk shit. I do shit. The fuck am I risking? I'm not risking anything because I'm not giving anything away. All I'm doing is showing up and saying, this is who the fuck I am. And if you don't like it, so fucking what? And if you do like it, so fucking what? I don't give a goddamn what you like and what you think. What are you going to do about it to get my time, my fucking curiosity, being worth my risk? And then maybe if you're good enough, you'll get the dick. I'm not flooding the market with no goddamn dick. You don't deserve this dick. Why am I just going to hand this over to you like these surface dwellers do? Get the fuck out of here. But gentlemen, when you think this way, there are benefits and there are advantages because you create opportunity. You will no longer be a woman's option. You will always be opportunity based off of your skills, based off of the wine above your bed, based off of the two pictures next to the wine above your bed, based on the picture that's in your kitchen with the food, based off of the picture you have in your living room, based off of your shower, based off of everything that you set up, based on how you communicate to that woman. You are only showing her why she should fuck you because you're doing the one thing the surface dwellers can do, and that is self-expression. Self-expression. I don't need, do you actually fucking think an iPhone has to knock on everybody's goddamn door that has an iPhone and say, hey, can you please buy me the new iPhone 14? I don't know what fuck, I'm not an iPhone guy, whatever the fuck it is, but the new iPhone 14 is coming out. Can you please buy me? Or do they say, you know what, iPhone coming out on this date, and them motherfuckers wrapped around the line, a whole goddamn line, waiting in line for fucking hours to get hold of that iPhone because they know the quality and depth of that goddamn thing does, even though it's just a bunch of app changes. But you know what the fuck I'm saying. The iPhone doesn't have to beg anybody to buy it. It says, when are you going to buy me? And that's what the fuck I'm trying to show you with game. That's what I'm trying to show you guys out here. Because the moment you motherfuckers truly decide that you come first, not in the bedroom. Now listen, hey, bedroom, you don't come first. Not in the bedroom. You know what the fuck I'm saying? That you come first, gentlemen. You come first. Something is going to shift in your fucking mind. Not my mind, not your buddy's mind, not your brother's mind or your friend's mind, your fucking mind. You're going to start to see different sides that you are going to start developing yourself, and you're going to grow every day because every day that you grow, you're living your experiences for you. You're not living for motherfucking women. but you don't understand why this is happening to you. The rule of the game is your food on a financial level. And the only way you're going to be food is by doing what they do to women. Why do you think women are the greatest consumers? Because they make all their fucking feeling, all their judgments and decisions based off of emotion, motherfucker. So if you're thinking like the female, have fears, you worried about yourself, fears. Oh, fear of rejection. Now think about this. I'm going to show y'all again. Now look, remember, hold on, let me show you the video of it, because as I show you, got the video of you fucking motherfucking storming the goddamn castle. Okay, let me show you when y'all stormed the castle. And, oh, I got you 1 second. I'll answer that question in 1 second, brother. I got you real quick. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. I got you and everything. Let me just finish this point. I got you, my brother. What I'm saying for you guys out there that are listening to me and understanding that we are teaching something totally different, the reason why you guys are attacking the motherfucking pussy, because you don't understand that's what they want you to attack. Because they want you to be in your fucking emotions. Remember, guys, hold on, let me get my piece of paper out. Hold on, y'all know I drew this shit. And yeah, I took out the Mickey Mouse. I still have him. Guys, I still have Mickey. I still have Mickey beside me. Y'all don't judge me. I know y'all fuckers are judging me. I still have Mickey beside me. But let me get to what I was showing you guys. I know y'all are laughing at my ass. I told you, hey, look, I might know game. I can't draw worth a shit. But let me find what I was trying to show you guys. Let me find it. Give me a second, guys. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. But let me show y'all. Wait. I got it right here. All right, but let me add the E's to it, okay? So these are the feelings. The F's are the arrows equal the F's, okay? The emotions come behind the arrows. All right, remember I told you guys, okay, you guys are storming the gate. Remember I showed you, okay? You guys, your feelings, you're trying to storm. Now, this is the pussy, right? This is between her legs. You guys are trying to storm the gates from the side, or you're trying to back door. But every time you're coming with the feelings, why do you end up being emotional and you don't even realize the trick that is happening to you guys? Listen, and let me talk about the emotion. I'm going to answer that question, but let me talk about the emotion that I'm discussing to you guys so y'all can understand. It is the emotion of the fear of criticism. There are worries of fear of embarrassment, rejection, failure, making mistakes. Hell, there is even a fear of success that if I get the pussy, what the fuck am I going to do? But all these feelings, isn't it odd it happens when you're going after the pussy? And y'all don't even understand. Y'all don't even understand what you're doing, okay? Why do you feel hurt? The moment when you allow her to move your choices and your decisions, you are mush to the woman. You're mush. All right, let me answer this question real quick. Guys, let me answer this question real quick. Let me get to this question. We'll continue. We got a lot to talk about. Let me answer this question. Old dog asked a question. All right, do you tell her that she's got to work for your time, attention, respect, and to go with the flow and make sure? I'm understanding. No. Okay. That's a yes-no question. And let me give you the yes, and let me give you the no. Okay. The no is, again, it goes with Apple. I don't have to tell a woman what the fuck I am. She's going to realize that I'm not operating like the average guy. She's going to know that she's going to have to, because I can make her smile, laugh, blush, think, because I can bring out feelings in her, she's going to see that I'm not operating like the average guy. So, no, I don't have to tell her a goddamn thing. She's going to realize that she's going to have to change the way she moves in order to keep me around or keep me interested, number one. Now, where it becomes a yes is because, gentlemen, I got to be honest with you. There are going to be times that she's going to pull you to the side and say, why are you not calling me? Or Why aren't you texting me? Why are you seem like you're pulling away from you? I don't hear from you often. Is there something I said or is there something I did wrong? And it is at that point where you have got to educate her and let her know that you didn't do anything wrong. This is just who you are. You know, I don't want a woman that's going to just sit on her fucking ass and think that that's all she has to do. If in order to get me and keep my attention, you got to bring me your A game. You got to show me that you're willing to work for this dick. Because, see, here's the thing, guys. Listen to me. See, on the other side of the spectrum, there are women out here that feel that you got to work for the pussy, and they have every right to feel that way. They're allowed to say, you know what? You got to work for this pussy. You got to do this for the pussy. You got to do that for the pussy. But which y'all have never been told before, real quick, but for the woman that says that you got to do these things for the pussy, why do you think they're always dangling the pussy in your fucking face like a carrot and shit? But see, when you have game, you're not operating on that shit because you're making it all about the dick. You ain't getting the dick. You're not even getting my fucking time if you're not proving anything. You got to work for the dick. You got to work for my time. You got to show me that you're worth even my fucking attention. That's what I'm saying. And see, a lot of motherfuckers out there don't believe that they're allowed to feel this way. You are allowed to feel this way because of what, they're not used to you. They're not used to you. But again, I'm going to give you a second example because I want you to hear this chick, man. This, hey, guys, when I say I love this chick, I just love game, man. I just love, like, it's like Zeus talking to a fucking another god on the cloud, hearing her break down how she eats off of the weak motherfuckers. But I'm going to play this next stream, but I want you to hear what I'm saying, where this is the power that the woman has over the average surface dweller. This is not the power she has over a man, but listen to the beauty in what she's saying. I think this is it. Listen. Oh, wait, let me see. Oh, here we go.
I want to tell you what I do when a guy asks me for some sugar or he wants to give me a kiss or take me home. The thing is, just because a guy takes you to a nice dinner or does something nice for you does not mean you owe him anything, okay? So get that in the back of your head. You don't owe a guy anything. When a guy talks to you, especially for the first time, he does not see you as a bride. He does not see you walking down the aisle. He doesn't approach you just because it's a nice day outside. He's approaching because he's sexually attracted to you and wants to get you in bed.
Okay, wait, I think that's the wrong one. Let me grab this one. Let me see this.
Paying men, taking money from them, playing them. And a lot of comments say, do you ever feel bad? Do you ever think that karma's going to get to you? The simple answer is no, I don't care. I don't feel bad at all playing these men. No remorse. No feelings towards them at all. Every time I do a guy dirty, the only thing that goes through my head is, did I elevate? Am I in a better position than I was yesterday? Am I happy? If all those answers are yes, then
wait,
I did
amazing. Wait, Tomo, it is the same thing we do. This is why you can't get mad at this. Because either you are hunting or you're prey. And if you ain't got no game, you're food. And this is why they don't give a fuck about your red pill analogies, hypergamous words, no fapping. They don't give a fuck about you because you will always be food to them. But they are food to us. Listen to her. She doesn't give a fuck. And she's not supposed to give a fuck about you, weak motherfuckers. She gives a fuck about us. Because she's giving the pussy to us for free. We don't have to pay for that shit. But let me continue. This is beautiful.
I could care less. I actually envy myself a lot. If the most smartest people on this earth said, if you don't need to work, then don't work. I found out how to not work and get my business done just by the way I talk. I could care less about how you guys feel.
Oh, my God. This is beautiful. God, you guys. If you can ever be more than this, oh, you're going to clean up pussy. Oh, my God. The possibilities are endless of how much pussy you'll get when you think this way. Because listen to what she's saying. This is her over the weak and emotional. That's why when you storm that gate, this is what this is what the fuck you're getting right here. When you storm the gate, this is the mindset you're getting because they're not going to fuck another woman who's in his pussy. They're not. They're not. Okay? Let me keep going because I know there's a question being asked.
If their heart's broken on because of me, that's something they need to personally deal with.
Oh,
that's-
my God. You hear what she – see what I can tell you. If your heart gets broken, that's none of her business. That's none of her fucking business if you get your heart broken. But the only way you get your heart broken is when you storm the wrong gate. All you motherfuckers keep trying to storm that pussy gate, trying to storm and beat that shit. You cannot defeat the gate because the gate is fortified in values, morals, judgments, and she doesn't trust you. You can't get past the gate. But the only thing you'll get is in your fucking feelings. And that's what the fuck she's trying to tell you guys, man.
That's their fault for getting their hopes up. Don't care.
Don't give a fuck. And that's beauty. That's what's beautiful. I know a lot of y'all guys say, man, that's wrong. Nah, fuck that, man. Y'all just got to accept what is. Accept what is. Let me see if I missed a question. I think it was a question. Beast asked a question. Beast says, I find myself unable to do nothing. Well, Beast, it's okay because, I call it law zero, Beast. Listen, it's okay. Everybody's not built to be a man, young man, and maybe what you are is just, you just got to accept that you're the guy that's going to get walked over. You're the guy that's going to get used. But here's the good news. Beast, I want to give you good news. As I said before, the good news is, Beast, you're going to meet a woman. You're going to get in a relationship. You're going to live with her. You probably get married, you probably have kids, but you will always be the bitch. Now, it will be my job or a man's job like me to fill in your blocks. So when you meet your woman, the good news is when you see a man, just shake his hand and say thank you because he's the one that's going to be saving your marriage and your relationship because your woman, instead of leaving you, we're going to make sure that she fucks us and gets her supply of dick before we send her back to you and make sure that she stays with you. So Beast, it's okay. If you feel yourself this way, it's not a bad thing, okay? You know, there's something on YouTube called coming out parties for guys that really like other dudes and stuff. And you just gotta sometimes accept that, you know what, you just ain't built for this. And what you're built for is just being somebody's rug. So don't be ashamed, and I'm not trying to joke on you. I'm saying don't be ashamed, big guy. It's okay. Everybody cannot eat meat. You just got to find the best grass and go eat the grass and wait for a woman to treat and walk over your motherfucking ass. That's all I'm saying. AD, he says, game recognized game. All right, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate what you're saying, man. But I don't want to be mean to you. I think that's admirable that you're saying that. So just know that you're going to have your happily ever after. You'll get your fairy tale. The only difference is that there's going to be another man that's going to keep your marriage or your relationship afloat. Because the only way we can keep her happy and satisfied is by giving her the man fucking she needs in order to go back to you, to dominate you, yell at you, scream and disrespect you. But don't worry, she will be taken care of. She will get fucked properly by a man. So don't worry about that shit, man. I think that's admirable that you realize what you are, man. I fucking salute you, man. That is admirable, man. But anyway, let me get back to the show, guys. I got a question to go ahead and ask, man. We got y'all locked in, man. It's the Man Mindset. I'm in the Dean. The class is in session. So then what I'm saying to you guys, when you guys are actually storming the gate, and how you become emotional is not only do the fears hit you, but then see, okay, now listen to me. And I want you guys to just take a step back. And I always tell you guys, don't believe me. Just think about what I'm saying. How many times have you felt normal? Just a normal day, you know, you're just moving, walking along, and you see a woman. And as soon as you say, I want to fuck her, all these things I'm talking about seems to come along where there's uncertainty, where there is a need for approval, where you play it safe, tiptoe around, where you make excuses and you want to be her fucking friend. You want to hang out with her. You wanna help her move her fucking furniture, and you wanna put up her Christmas lights because you think that's an honorable thing a guy is gonna do to get some pussy. You're just playing it safe, gentlemen. How many times do you do that? You play it safe. You don't go for what the fuck you want. You just play it safe. How you doing? What are you up to? When can I talk to you? And all this stuff, you play it safe, and you don't even realize that that's not necessarily you. It's the emotion that's being triggered by going after the pussy. But also these things is that what happens when you get near this gate? Isn't it odd that you guys remember? Wait, let me post this because nobody's talking about this shit. There's no fucking YouTuber talking about this shit. Let me mark this shit. There is no YouTuber right now talking about what the fuck I'm talking about. There is not one. Nobody's talking about this shit. How many of you guys out there realize when you want that pussy so bad and you storm the gates, don't you realize that you realize that they got power over your actions, your decisions, and your choices? Meaning you start doing shit, you don't even realize the fuck you're doing until it's too late. Nobody is talking about that. Nobody. Nobody's talking about how you feel to procrastinate, how you feel overthinking shit. You don't even see what the fuck is going on. You don't even see what the fuck is happening because you're in your fucking emotions that you shouldn't be in. And think about this. Don't believe me. Go back and see what the fuck I'm saying. Think about every woman that you wanted to fuck. And isn't it odd you go through these array of fucking emotions and you don't even understand why you're going through this shit? And you don't even know who the fuck you are until you're lucky to leave that shit and see, oh my God, what the fuck did I do? I can't believe I took that bitch out and she ain't sucked my dick. I can't believe I bought it, all that shit, and she ain't even fucked me. What the fuck? How did I miss it? How did I miss it? Think about this shit. This is deep. Gentlemen, it helps you shift your life because it finally gives you this thing that you don't have, and that is called structure. This is beautiful. I love this. Hold on, let me get this question. Let me go to this question real quick. I hope he asks this question. Let's say I started, okay, here we go. Let's say you started talking to this chick from a dating app. How long is acceptable to me because she's not down at that time frame when I don't give her, but, oh, dog, if you took 30 minutes and we worked on your bid, this wouldn't even be a fucking question. But I would answer this question without giving away the bid for those that choose to invest in themselves. The problem why she's bullshitting with you is because you're bullshitting with yourself. You know what? Just copy and paste your profile. Send your profile to me. Let me show you. I'll show you why you're food. Just go to your profile, screen print that motherfucker, send it to the man mindset. I won't show anybody. Just send it to me, and I'll show you why you're food. And the reason she's not down is because all you're trying to do is fuck her. And that's what I can't. I'm telling y'all, and y'all just don't see it. You want to fuck her so bad that she's got you right now and you don't even see it? Who's renting rent? Who's living rent-free right now and who's mine? Are you in her mind right now or is she in your mind right now? And this is why you're fucking losing. Because you shouldn't give a flying fuck what's going on. Have you ever thought that the reason why she's not about your time frame is because she wants to wait and see your mask drop, to see you're a fake, phony fraud with no game? Do you think they're stupid and going to be like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and see this guy? But, oh, dog, tell me, where you going to meet and what you going to do? Come on, hey, call into the show. If you actually want to know the truth, call into the show. Oh, let me explain something to you. The greatest fuck up that you are doing right here is that you're showing how weak you are. By listening, I don't give her attention and my time until she's ready. What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this weak ass shit you saying, dog? She has your fucking attention. She's living rent-free in your fucking mind. You're thinking about her. Do you actually think that she gives a fuck about you? Do you actually think that she's saying, oh boy, I wonder what old dog is thinking. Oh, I need to fuck him. You are 1,768,446.92 in line. You're not special. But guess what? She's number one in your fucking mind. Because you give a fuck. Because you're in your fucking feelings. And you look at you. You think you win it. She gaming you. She running game on you. And you don't even see the shit. She ain't on some fucking show. Well, I met a guy, and you know what? Nah, motherfucker. Let's say you started talking. No, you were talking at a chick. You weren't talking to a woman because you would have to have game to talk to a woman. And that's why she's eating your lunch and laughing while she's sucking another day. Right. Let's get it. Come on, man. Man, I bet you won't show me your fucking profile. I know you won't show me your profile. Fuck. Asking that cake-ass question. Now, as I was saying before, guys, the thing that women love the most about us is that we never change because we are consistently consistent all the time. We are happy on our own. We are loyal to ourselves. We love ourselves and we stand on our priorities, okay? Sir, when you sound check the ice cream store, you must sound check the area. You must grab the ice creams and ask questions about the ice cream. Where do the ice creams come at? Because remember, the mom and pop stores are going to charge a little bit more for the ice cream because they're putting more fat content into the ice cream. That's going to make it sweeter than the average ice cream shop that just sells it generically. All right. So you need to ask questions about that. Where did you get the ice cream from? Where does it come from? I mean, you know, do they get it from cows or here or there? Just ask questions. It's okay to be inquisitive. Ask questions about things, brother. But you got to look at why you like this spot. But it's got to be your spot. And because this is a place that you take every fucking woman you see. All right? All right? Your spot. Okay? So that's how you do it, brother. Guys, you got a question, please ask. Put a Q in there. We got you covered. We're chopping up game. Okay? See, when you learn yourself and become this man at your core and everything, you're going to show her what you are and what she needs to be to even get around you. You have to, as a man, take every opportunity to live through who you actually are instead of trying to be what you think she should be. Fuck what she wants. And I'm not, ladies know I'm not saying that fucking mean to them. Because as I told you, man, it's nothing sexy like a woman sending you nude photos and ass pictures and regular pictures and telling you they miss you, telling you they love you, sending you messages of teary eyes and heart eyes and all that shit. This is what comes with manhood, okay? Jamal asked a question, what is a bid? I got you, sir. Okay, what we teach you is a bid. A bid is what you're going to say every time. See, right now, because you have no sense of self, what you're doing is you are basing what you say to a woman based off of what the fuck you see versus who you are, okay? And what we teach you in your bid to have one mind, one thought, one way. That means every woman you meet, you're not going to treat different or special because they're not special. What you're going to do is you're going to talk to them the fucking same. You're never going to change who you are. That's what your bid is. It's going to take 30 minutes to learn. So if you actually want to know, go ahead and get some time in the man mindset and we will show you said bid. But as I was saying before, okay, so the things that you got to understand about the game, okay, all right, is that you got to know that there are things that are going to influence your choices and your decisions by the way you think about who you are. This is very important. Please crayon moment, guys. Get your crayons out. Very important moment here. See, at your core, you're going to do two fucking things when it comes to a woman. You're either going to move her towards who the fuck you are, or you're going to move her the fuck away from who you are. And she has got to prove, see, this is where she's got to prove who she is to you, okay? All right? She should be pursuing you. See, the reason why, and it works for them to pull towards you too. See, the reason why they pull towards us is because through our text messages and the way we talk to them, they see passion. They can feel comfort, adventure, freedom. They can see things in themselves when they're around a real man. But when they're around an average male or a surface dweller, they see guilt, depression, humiliation. They see frustration, criticism, anger, all the things that they see when they look in that fucking mirror. So why would she move towards you? Think about that, gentlemen. Why would she move towards you when you don't make her feel anything? You don't make her feel anything. I am motivating her for getting off her fucking lazy ass and showing me that she should be sucking my dick. and I will give her the option. You want to lick the left ball first or the right ball? Whatever ball you want to lick first, I'll give you choice. I'm not a dictator. I'll give her a choice. Hell, I'll even let you, where you want the nut? You want it in your eye, your mouth, your glasses, your hair? I mean, hey, baby, the nut is good for your skin. And if you take it down your throat, there is some protein in that shit. So what do you want? How you want it? This ain't mean. This is what they want. But what I am saying is that when she understands that you are pure, unadulterated motivation. Okay? Hold on a second. T is asking a question. Let me pause real quick. So it starts with yourself and being selfish. No. So you're not being selfish. You're just being real. You're not being selfish. You're just being real. See, the thing that makes you selfish and an asshole is the fact that you say no and you can dismiss a woman easily. That's what's going to make you selfish, conceited, arrogant, a jerk, an asshole, a bad boy, and all the things that's going to make her pussy wet versus being a nice guy, caring, thoughtful, understanding, loving, and all that goofy-ass shit that soaks her pussy. I mean, just takes all the moisture out of her motherfucking pussy. So what I'm saying is that you see, the thing that what you do is that when you cannot just motivate her, you can sexually motivate a woman also. And when she is sexually motivated, I promise you, they will start to take more action to getting towards the dick. Remember, the motivation is not the dick, because I'm showing you to take the dick off the market. Take the dick off the market and withhold the dick from the market to give you more value. And when you the dick off the market, there is more things that's going to trigger her motivation to be motivated to see, why aren't you throwing the dick? Why aren't you like the average motherfucker? What is it about you that, what, am I not pretty enough? Dude, are you trying to say that I'm not appealing? And guess what you're doing? And again, we're not doing this for games. This is not a game. This is not a manipulation tactic. This is how you are actually living your fucking life. Ugly asked a question. Let me get to this question. Ugly asked a question. What does it take to really have materialistic things versus having a woman in your life? Wait, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. What does it take to really have materialistic things versus having a woman in your life? I don't quite understand what you're saying. I don't understand what you, what do you mean? What it takes is you get off your fucking lazy ass and get this weird thing called a job. So you get off your lazy fucking ass, you go to this weird thing called a fucking building, you fill out this thing called an application, and you bring a piece of paper called a resume, fucking ass down, and show them why they should hire you. And then once they hire you, then you take said money and you purchase things that you want. What the fuck are you talking about? The fuck is he talking about? What? And who the fuck says you want a woman in your fucking life? Why can't you just live your life and have women come suck your dick at your beck and call? You don't understand, okay? Oh no, here we go. Oh no, here we fucking go. I just talked to you no more than 10 fucking minutes ago, and it took you fucking 11 minutes to conjure up this bullshit I'm about to read. Excuse me, guys. Let me pause teaching you, because this dumb motherfucker is conjuring up. See, this is when the emotion is taking over. Self-importance right here is taking over. This is your problem. You're not giving me, and look, give me what I ask you. Let me see your profile so I can tell you where you're fucking up, motherfucker. Why do you sit, why are you talking about you're not forcing the Russian? Motherfucker, you sent me a message about the bitch. The fuck you mean you ain't, if you ain't forcing, guys, hold on. If you're not forcing and you're not rushing, then why the fuck are you wasting my time asking me about a fucking bitch that ain't even about shit? Fuck out of here with that silly ass shit. Get back to the next thing. I apologize. T-Roy, what's up, T-Roy? Do you prefer Western women over third world women? T-Roy, welcome to the Man Mindset, and I welcome you with open arms. T-Roy, I don't give a fuck if she's from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, and China, Nova Scotia, Wales, Mexico, and Jamaica. If she's from the East Coast, the West Coast, if she's from British Columbia, Scotland, if she's from fucking the moon, Mars, Jupiter, or the nebula world of... I don't give a fuck where she's at, brother. Because a fucking woman does not fucking define me, man. Brother, you're new here, so I got you. But why do you surface-dwelling motherfuckers care about where these bitches are from? T-Roy, I say this with love, brother. I don't give a fuck where she from. If she don't follow my instructions, she's gone. She's gone. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I am air, sand, and water. I don't give a fuck where she's from. Because what you don't understand, there's a bitch in every fucking language. She knows bitch behavior. When you're a man, it doesn't matter where you're at, because she will recognize that she has got to worship and follow your instruction. And if you are looking just because you don't have enough game, brother, that's why you're here. I'm going to get you gamed up, man. Don't worry about where these motherfucking women are from. I don't give a good goddamn where they're from. Either you're going to do things my motherfucking way or take your fucking ass on. And I'm not saying she's got to fuck me, T-Roy. Listen to me. I'm not saying she's got to fuck me. She has every right not to fuck me. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying is that she's got to show me she is worth my fucking curiosity, my attention, my time, my fucking respect, and then my dick. And I don't give a fuck where she's from. She's got to prove that to me. And if she doesn't prove that to me, I don't give a fuck where she's at. I will dismiss her. Okay, so I don't want you to think that these women are different just because they're in a different country or a different land or a different planet. No, because I am the one constant. I don't give a fuck what's around me. I am the one. One mind, one thought, one way, my brother. Very good question. I got you. Appreciate you. Let me keep going. Guys, you got a question? Go ahead and ask. I got you. What I am saying to you guys is that when you can motivate a woman by what you are and sexually motivate her by who you are without trying to force yourself on her. See, as a man, I don't need to force my motherfucking ass on these women. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that I am exciting. I'm different. I'm motivated. I lay down clear, concise ways of what I am. I am and have standards, personal standards. I don't try to be anything that I'm not, because what the fuck I am? If you cannot accept me for who the fuck I am, then I say this with love, fuck you. Do you see what I'm saying? I focus on always and proving who I am as a man. I'm always trying to improve the beauty in my mind. I am always working on who I am because I appreciate what the fuck I am to myself. And I am not worried. There's no anxiety. There's no fear. There's no worry because I'm grateful for what the fuck I am, okay? And when they get around that, that's going to drive them in, okay? They're going to want to know more about you because they don't understand a man that spends time visualizing, working on himself, looking at the beauty of what he is and what he creates. I'm not trying to influence her to be with me. I'm showing her I am influenced. I'm trying to show her that I am a man that reflects on who I love to build my world. I love to build in the paintings. Like when you put the wine above your bed, I love setting that shit up because I know that is going to be able to define me from everybody else. And when I put up those sexy photos of those beautiful paintings on my wall, I don't have to tell a woman what the fuck I am. She doesn't have to ask me what I am. She's going to know what I am. She's going to know I have depth. She's going to know I have range. She's going to know that I don't operate like the average motherfucker. But let me, Virginia, hold on a second. Let me read this thing. T asked a question. So does a relationship with yourself, keeping it real, being consistent, spark or sexual motivation? Okay, T, I'm going to answer your question, but I'm also going to show you where you fail in your question. All right, T, let me show you something. I'm going to show you game for a second. You're asking a question to show what you are, and you don't even realize it. And I'm going to help you, okay? T, this is what you're doing. You're trying to act like you actually want to keep it real, but at the end of the day, you're trying to find a loophole to get some pussy, and you don't even see you're doing that. And let me tell you why. Because as a man, I will not put a fucking woman in any of my fucking questions because the game is not about women, young man. And when you make it about women, what you're saying is what can I do to manipulate the game to get some sidebar pussy? Stop worshiping the woman. Look at you. God damn it, you want fucking sexual motivation? See, everything you're doing is for some side pussy. You're not even doing it for yourself, man. You're doing it for some pussy. Jesus Christ. You gotta wake up, man. You gotta blow E, wake up. You gotta wake up, brother. You're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it to get some pussy. And that is the problem. But you think I'm boo-boo the fool. I'm not. P6, I'm going to get to you 1 second. How can I lose the overthinking or self-doubt when approaching women? A-Dog, again, we don't approach women. We put our bid in, number one. You got to learn how to put your bid in. Number two, as I said earlier, you're not paying attention to the show. I ask you, do you have your puzzle pieces? I know you don't have your puzzle pieces because you're asking me this question right here. And I also know that you're not working on yourself. You're not doing shit. You're being lazy and shiftless, and you expect women to spread their legs for you. So you're the reason because you're lazy as fuck. Let me get to P for a second. Low-key, that painting is going to get me laid, but I might get a praise as traffic chase. And betray. Okay, P, it's not to get you. Okay, P, all right, let me help you, brother. You're new here. You're new here. So you don't understand what the fuck I'm saying because you're new here. And if you're new here, you don't understand the depth and game that we have over here, all right? What I am saying, sir, because you've never heard this before, nor have you ever done this before, is that when you have the wine above your bed and you have one of these paintings or a painting next to, excuse me, let me pull that this shit down. Wait, that shit, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. When you have this painting next to your wine above your bed, or you have your shower lights a different color, or you have your easel in there, this is totally different. This is not to get you laid. And see, this is why y'all worship women. This is why y'all are losing, because everything you're trying to do is for some pussy. And this is why y'all are not getting game, because the game ain't about pussy, brother. The game ain't about pussy, all right? Okay? So it's not about pussy. It's not about having the painting to get pussy, because then you're tricking. That means you're buying something to get something, and that's not what we're teaching you over here, big dog. So please, come on, dog. I'm trying to help you. Let me get to the next one. D, what say? I asked because being from London, having a family, spending time in West Africa, the way I went back home, coming. Well, no, T-Roy, T, stop. Listen. T, please listen to me. Listen to me. You know, one of the things I hate the most, T, is when I have to give or I'm forced to give women credit and shit for stuff. I fucking hate it. But now you're leaving me no choice right now, what you're saying. T, here's the problem, and I'll keep it a buck. You ain't got no game, T. And you're very emotional. You're weak. You can't fuck. You can't eat pussy. You don't even know how to make the pussy wet. So what do you think a woman is going to do when she rolls up on a motherfucker like that? Do you actually think that she's going to act a certain way? See, y'all guys act like women can't be feminine. But why should they be feminine to a motherfucker that acts like he's a woman? Why would a woman be feminine to a soft male? And this is so fucking, this shows how weak you are. She doesn't have to be feminine to you weak motherfuckers. And I don't give a fuck if it's in Africa, if it's in Germany, France, UK, or goddamn California. You're still going to be a bitch in her eye, man. Talking about you spend time in West Africa. I don't give a fuck how feminine they are, because they're feminine everywhere, man. But see, you don't see that because you ain't got no game. Look at you. You're saying, hey, guys, let's go to one spot because the women are feminine over there. Bullshit. Because women can smell bitch from a mile away. And if she's acting feminine to you, as soon as you open up your feminine-ass mouth, she's going to realize your pussy is tight. And that femininity is going to go the fuck away, and she's going to walk all over your fucking ass. So please, come on, T. I got you, man. Come on, dog. Don't, come on, man. Come on, T. Come on, T. Let's get it. I'm wondering how, Lewis, how you doing, Lewis? Give me a second, Lewis, wait, oh, here we go, wait. Hey, Lewis, I welcome you to the Man Mindset, because Lewis, this is a picture of me, Samurai, but Lewis, this is a fucking frame. This is a frame, because a frame holds up fucking pictures. You don't hold frames. Whoever taught you that shit, hit him in his fucking throat. This is a frame. And that's why you're having problems, because you're not looking at yourself, okay? You have got to stop looking at this fucking game as frame. This is a frame, buddy. See, a frame holds up the picture that you put on the fucking wall and hold it up. That's a fucking frame. But see, these surface dweller motherfuckers are no game. They're training you to get fucked over by your language. Men don't talk that way, Lewis. And I say this with love, brother. Men don't say, well, hey, how you doing, man? Yeah, you know, I was trying to hold my frame. Man, get the fuck out of it. Men don't talk that way, okay? I got you, man. I got you. It's all good, man. It's all love. But let me just say, let me see. See, but she's not, all right, here you go, my brother, peak game. She's not buttering you up. Now, this is going, wait, I think I froze. I'm sorry. She's not buttering you up, sir. You're allowing her to butter you up. A woman is only going to do what the fuck you allow her to do, sir. And you, and when she, because you, she sees that you peeing, you're peeing down and shit, because you're looking at frames and shit, that she realizes you can't fuck. And there's nothing about you that says that I want to suck his dick, because he's talking about fucking frames and shit, because he's following some fucking pickup artist and shit. Women are not stupid, Lewis, so you got to, what you got to come in. It's all love, brother. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Okay, let's keep going. Let's keep moving forward. Guys, you got questions, go ahead and ask. We got you covered. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Here for another 40 minutes chopping up motherfucking game. We got y'all, guys, okay? So let me continue what I'm saying to y'all guys, okay? Let me continue what I'm saying to y'all guys. So, gentlemen, what I'm saying is that, see, gentlemen, when you learn what you are as a man, okay? Okay? What's going to happen is you're going to have Lewis, let me help you out, brother. Okay. And I you're new here. So I say this with love. Okay. I'll say this with love. Okay. Unfortunately, Lewis, the reason why you're lying, and I know in your mind you can conjure up any number you want, okay? But Lewis, I just wanna help you out while you're over here, because we try to make you a real man versus the fake lying person that you are right now. And this is not to make you upset or anything like that, because I'm coming with you with love. You see, Lewis, a man that has a count of 500 people would not be asking this question, sir. So I understand that sometimes we want to show off in the class because we think by putting a high number out that we actually think we know what we're talking about. But, Lewis, it's okay, okay? So we're just going to act like you didn't post that last thing. We're just going to move on, okay? Because this is what men do in this class. We don't show off, because when you show off, I got to show you for what the fuck you really are. And I just do this with love, okay? This is just out of love, okay? So I just want to let you know. So we're going to move forward. Anyway, let me continue. Guys, y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. I got y'all covered. But anyway, I'm saying this is the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. We're going to continue talking about it. See, gentlemen, once you know what you are as a man, you're going to be very sharp on all your decisions and all your choices that you're going to make. Because, gentlemen, for the first time in your life, you're going to do something that you've never done before, and that is commit to yourself, okay? See, most of you guys, you can tell there's no commitment, because most of you guys are consistently complaining about women. And again, it's not bad asking a question about a woman, because y'all want to learn. But when you're talking about anything and add a woman to that, you're technically in your fucking feelings, because you can't understand the obstacles or the problems or why things are difficult. And that's when you realize you're really stuck, because you don't have any game, okay? And see, you're not really committing to who you are, because once you have game, game goes beyond being merely interested in something. See, most of you guys just want to fuck, and that's why you're not fucking. See, a man is more interested in what she can do for me and do for the dick. And what that man does is that he commits to who the fuck he is and why he is. And see, gentlemen, when you commit and make yourself important, okay, you then begin to burn the bridges, okay? You burn the ships because it's all your life, gentlemen. You want a safety valve or kind of like a net to protect you or to give you something to run back to find safety in. Like, you know, if a woman turns you down because of your ego and self-importance and you feel bad about yourself, a lot of guys run away from that and hide back in the ship. Or they hide in a certain place to not feel idiotic or stupid or anything like that. But what I am saying is when a man commits to his fucking self, there are no ships. There is no fucking safety net, okay? It is him going towards his desired destination, and his destination will never be the woman. The destination will never be the pussy. The destination is fucking conquering shit. I am not a piece of fucking pussy. That is beneath me. Why the fuck am I going to try to run after pussy when I can conquer it all? I want it all. And for that, because this is where the puzzle pieces come in at. The puzzle pieces come in at because, gentlemen, this is the thing that gives me influence to give me patience, discipline, dedication, despite all the difficulties that you perceive as your reality. Because what you are seeing right now is not actually your reality. It's the same thing like those women. See, those women perceive their feelings to actually be their fucking emotions. You are like them. What you're seeing right now is not your reality. You have made it your reality. The moment you name it, you make it. And the moment she named that feeling as an emotion, she took on that feeling as an emotion, just like you guys take on a reality of whatever the fuck you're thinking right now. And that's why you cannot see the world the way a man sees the world. Because there is difficulties in your perception. There is discomfort in your perception. There are inconveniences in your perception. And because of the discomfort and the inconveniences and the excuses and all that other stuff, you are only in theater number one. Because when you commit to something, what level are you committing to? You don't even realize there are levels to this. You must be an adventurer that fully commits to itself, to every decision that you make, that comes with an increased level of focus to know what the fuck I gotta do, and I'm gonna goddamn do it. No matter if she says, well, I want a man to be this, and this is what I'm looking for. And if you don't want a relationship, get the fuck out of here with that silly shit. Let them say what the fuck they want to say. Let them say that shit. My commitment is to me. My commitment is to conquer for me. And when I am the opportunity, I will spot things. I will take the risk. There are so many possibilities that they don't even see, gentlemen, that we can bring out of them. Because when you are truly committed, like you are to your numbers and your alphabet, I'm the only one that talks about this. Oops, sorry. I'm the only one that talks about this. When you are committed to your numbers and your alphabet, because that's the, if there's one thing that you motherfuckers are committed to, It is the numbers and your alphabet. That's the only fucking thing. What's a goddamn shame. It took kindergarten to be committed to something. That's the only thing you committed to is numbers and fucking alphabets. Because, see, when you're committed, because quitting means you're going to fail to achieve a desired outcome. But is why are you looking at a desired outcome or an end game versus doing what the fuck you're supposed to do? This is what it boggles my mind that your desired outcome is just pussy. Listen, I know y'all desired. You just want something wet and warm. And this is why you're not getting wet and warm, because you're not making this wet and warm. It's not about committing to a goal, because a goal is just a small stepping stone to a man. But you commit to camp out and be great. Why? Again, guys, tomorrow we'll be in the 6 months. We're at the halfway point. December 31st of last year, 6 months ago, starting tomorrow, you lie to your fucking self. And you're the exact same motherfucker you were last year. Because you committed to bullshit-ass goals versus committing to yourself. Ain't that about a bitch? Sad. Sad. Halfway mark. We're hitting it tomorrow. Halfway mark. And you have not done anything to fucking change except learn more about pills and plates and bullshit. Every time a man commits to himself, at that moment, I am making a fucking, if you want to call it a pinky fucking promise, spit my hand and shake my hand or mark myself. I am making to a promise to myself, not to fucking women, not to my parents, not to my pastor, and not to anybody but my fucking self, because all I'm doing is for myself. Because I'm going to follow through shit. I'm going to follow through shit. I'm not giving up on me. I'm not you. You can't get any pussy, so you give up on yourself. She turns you down, you give up on yourself. She has a boyfriend, you give up on yourself. All y'all doing is giving up on yourselves. Look at this question. T says, who are you letting sit in shotgun? Who are you letting sit in shotgun, your woman or your mother? T-Roy, you know who's sitting shotgun? My fucking shadow. My shadow is sitting shotgun. My shadow tells me who I choose to want to put next to me. I don't give a fuck if it's my mother or it's my woman. It's who I choose to sit right next to me. The fuck are you talking about? I don't give a fuck if it's my mother. If I choose her ass to sit in the back seat, she's going to sit in the fucking back. If I choose to put her in the front seat, she's going to sit in the front seat. The fuck are you talking about? What kind of fucking surface dweller questions are you asking? Because you what? You a mommy's boy? And your mom going to say, well, put me in the front seat? Bitch, get your ass in the back. Or fucking walk. But you ain't man enough to say that shit. Ask me that silly. Come on, T. Nobody ask me no silly ass questions, T. Come on, man. Be better. Be better. Jesus Christ. Who would you sit in your... Come on, man. This is why y'all lose, man. Why do you give a fuck who sits in the side seat? Jesus Christ. Y'all see this shit?
Let's see, if you're a pastor, what about your rabbi, your pastor? Would you put them in the back seat? Would you put them in the front seat? Well, Steve, would you put a unicorn in the front seat over Bigfoot and Sasquatch? Or would you put a Smurf in the front seat over a Care Bear? That's the fuck you sound, dog. Why would you ask that question? Man, come on, man. Come on, stop asking that feminine shit, dog. Please, come on, man. Come on, dog. Gentlemen, as I'm saying to you, okay, the problem is your mind, because you're not one with yourself, okay? Okay, because you're not one with yourself. What's happening is that you are going to distract yourself. Okay, again, you know, tomorrow, starting tomorrow, most of you guys are going to distract yourself, gentlemen. I didn't say me. I'm saying you're distracting yourself from long-term things because you want short-term pleasures and instant gratification, and you don't understand that how the mind is running game on you. You actually try to do everything you can to fuck, and that's why you're not fucking. I'm not trying to do everything I can to fuck, and why am I getting pussy? Because I'm not playing on the level of thinking that you are, because you guys want instant gratification. Okay? Instant gratification. T-Roy, please, hey, y'all guys, please focus. Let's not name call. Let's just keep focus on Unc, okay? Just keep focus, okay? Just keep focus on what's at hand. Let's not argue, okay? As I said before, because of your temptations. See, when you lie to yourself December 31st, your temptations immediately sidetrack your efforts to grow who you are. And that's why the mind is fucking you over. That's why for 6 months right now, you are not achieving everything, because achievement to you is instant pussy, instant gratification. It's got to be right now. And that is why you're not winning. You cannot win when you want it right now. And that's what your mind is fucking you over. And you're doing this vicious fucking cycle round and round and round for 6 fucking months, and you still, gentlemen, do not realize the difference between acting committed and just being interested in something. You want to change to get pussy. You don't want to change for yourself. That's why you're not committing to yourself, because you want to be, hey, I want to be a better man so I can get some pussy. I want to be a stronger man so I can get some pussy. Just put "so I can get some pussy" behind every fucking thing you say to see why you're not getting it. I want to learn game to get some pussy. I want to be able to talk to women to get some pussy. But you know what the man says? I want to learn game to get to know the man that he fucking loves for me. I want to learn myself for me. I want to evolve myself for me. I want to be better for myself for fucking me. Ain't no fucking woman in this shit. That's where you guys go wrong. That's where you guys go wrong. Because you guys are just merely interested in pussy. And that's why you have nothing but fog in your mind on what you want to fucking actually achieve. You cannot reach a desired outcome when there is fog in your fucking face, because you're only interested in everything to get some pussy. To get some pussy. You cannot know what you want. You don't even know what you are, nor do you have a clear idea of what lays ahead of the journey to being a fucking man. You don't even understand the resources that you need to work on yourself. You don't understand the sacrifices you need to make because you want it right motherfucking now, pussy. And the only way you're going to break the spell, all my motherfucking dogs, all the motherfuckers that's listening to me, is to begin a process of saying something to yourself that you have maybe never said anything before. How many of you guys take moments and time every day to go into the dojo in your mind? To go in that one place of beauty, to look at who you are on the inside and have a creed that you actually begin to say things to yourself and mean that I am the only one of my kind, and that is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. And I will challenge myself every day to be a better man, because I don't fail, I learn. And I will stay true to myself. I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. This is who the fuck I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. But one cannot say that to itself when one is just doing everything for some pussy. When one is doing everything for a goddamn woman, you cannot get that. And the reason I get it is because I don't make it about the pussy. I make it about the goddamn dick. I make it about being smooth, romantic, sensual, sexual. I make it about the amusement park of my motherfucking crib. But y'all can't see that because you're not supposed to see beyond the reality of just getting something. Think about what I'm saying. There's no commitment to you right now. There's none. Zero. In order for you to stand on shit, your motherfucking square. Again, I'll show you. You know where the fuck I'm going with this shit. You motherfuckers cannot be these goddamn pigs. Because that's all you are. Sitting around building on weak foundations or hiding in your prison. You're not making fucking statements. You don't have clarity. Some of you are building your house on fucking wheat, straw, hay. Some of you are building on sticks. Some of you motherfuckers are building brick walls to hide behind, gentlemen. But the one thing a man does not do, a man does not hide behind shit. He is a walking, gentlemen, a walking statement to whoever comes his way. He's a walking statement. He sends a message without sending a message because he knows what he is about. He knows what he's about. Because in order for you to get past, gentlemen, in order for you to get past what's holding you back, the chains that are holding you down, the thoughts that are making you feel like I can't win. You might not always know what you're getting your fucking self into. But at least at the end of the day, guys, you can recognize the sacrifices you must make in order to follow through chin versus reaction and excuses. Sometimes it's hard when you see those walls in front of you, when you see those pitfalls and you see all these obstacles that you like, I just can't do it. But a man sees the same thing that you says and he says, fuck that, I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to fail, I'm going to fall, and it's not going to work out for me every time. But you know the difference is that I am okay feeling uncomfortable with myself, okay? I am okay not being what everybody expects me to be, okay? Because no matter what I think, my thoughts are always aligned in what the fuck I want to do. Okay? See, most of you guys out here, your commitments, and I thank you, G, I appreciate that. Most of you guys that commit yourself, unfortunately, and thank you, 144, I appreciate you guys. Most of you guys out here for 6 months, starting tomorrow, have committed based off false expectations that don't lead you to the guidance of growth. You have committed to a lie. You committed to a fake lie because you actually don't really want the thing that you actually want because you feel you're not good enough to get it. Because she is involved in whatever it is you're trying to do. And if she's involved with what you're trying to do, gentlemen, then you're not going to make it. You cannot make it. Listen, you can make it, but you can't make it when she is priority number one. Fuck her. She's got to work to be priority number one to me. So I don't see that shit. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. We'll keep it to you, but I'm going to keep talking right now. Got a few more minutes, y'all. We got questions. Go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered. But where is the commitment that you have and what it is? Not that you want. Because you're too busy living in the woman, the feminine. The want. I want to change. I want to be better. I want to do this and I want to do that. Where is the man that's saying, what is it I need to do? I need to do this and I need to do that. I need to commit to myself for myself. G.A., let me get your question, sir. G.A. asked a question. Thank you, G.A. Unc, when embodied sexuality, how do you not make it about the woman? Well, okay, remember, okay, great question, G.A. Okay, G.A., remember, always remember, the communication will never be me to her. The communication will always be me to me first and what I do to her. Where you guys go wrong, you see a pussy and you like, oh, man, I want to fuck, right? You're saying, I want to fuck. You know, I just want that pussy. I want to smash that pussy. I want to fuck her and I want to nut and I want to get that pussy. But what I'm saying, oops, I'm sorry. When she's not around, G.A., this is what I'm talking about. I am communicating to myself how, where, why, when, and where I'm going to fucking touch her. She doesn't have to be there because This is the communication I'm having with myself. This is the communication of how I am touching her, how I'm putting hands on her, how I'm putting my lips on her, how I'm putting my tongue on her, my big dog. I am not communicating to her. I'm communicating to myself. It's the same thing, not with the pigs. I'm sorry, guys. It's the same thing with the wine above my bed. I'm communicating the wine above my bed for me to position myself. I'm not communicating with that goddamn woman first. Everything I'm showing you is the communication I have with myself, brother. Think about what I'm saying. Everything I'm showing you right now, not the fucking foot. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Not the foot. What I'm saying is, my brother, when I see this photo I will have in my living room, right, is that I'm communicating it to me. What is the photo to me? So once I know what the photo is to me, I then can even express what the photo is to me, because it's communication to me. When I have the pictures beside my wine above my bed, I can communicate the photos. When I'm in the kitchen, I can communicate the photos. So everything that I am doing, which I'm trying to get you to see, G, is that I am not making it about the woman. See, this is where you're going wrong. I'm not making it about the woman because, right, here's the thing, G. Oh, I'm going to hit my nose. I don't know who she is. Gee, listen to me. When I walk out my door or turn on my computer, gee, I don't know who she is, nor do I give a fuck who she is. But I know I've already communicated what the fuck I need to do, gee. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying right now? What I am saying to you, G.A., is that this is where you're going wrong. See, the man that communicates to the woman first is the man that worships thy pussy. It's the man, this is why you fail, because you're communicating to the woman to try to impress and please her. But see, you're not communicating to yourself first. You're not creating a world and an environment that will impress her to say, well, damn, I need to fuck this guy. OP, play. Wait, hold on a second. Dude, don't send me shit right now. I will ban you. Don't send me shit right now. Let me tell you what I hate about fucking people like you. Gentlemen, did I not tell this surface-dwelling motherfucker, what was it, guys, 45 minutes ago? Did I not tell this bitch to send that shit 45 minutes ago? So you know what that motherfucker did? He took 45 minutes to doctor up an email to send to me. Don't you send that shit, or I will ban you. Do not send me that shit. Do not send me that shit. I will fucking ban you. I hate people like you because you're fucking fake. Because if you were a man about your shit, you would have sent the shit when I asked you to send it. But you want to wait. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all been around. Y'all see what the fuck I'm saying? I asked that motherfucker to send this shit 45 minutes ago, and this motherfucker is telling me I'm sending it now? Fuck you. Don't you send me shit. This is what I'm saying, man. This is what I'm saying why y'all motherfuckers lose. Because you just creating shit now, motherfucker. Jesus Christ. But anyway, guys, that's what I'm saying, you guys. Getting back to you, GA. So, GA, the important thing here is this, GA. Guys out here are not even creating ways to even make her smile. They're not creating ways to even open up a door. They're not creating ways to grab her body. They're not creating ways to touch her skin, whisper in her ear or anything. They're not creating anything, brother. Because as I was telling you before, GA, everything I create is for an unknown woman that I haven't even met yet. I don't need to wait for me to meet her to know what I need to do, because just like my numbers and just like the alphabet, I don't need to wait for somebody to come around. I've already created it. And once she's there, I just move into motion. So I'm never talking to the woman. My communication will never be to the woman because she's not special enough for me to communicate straight to her. When I see her, I know what I need to do. IGA, when I see her, that is why I talk to myself and bet on me. That is why when I first see her, I bet myself how many moves is it going to take to get her. That's why I tell myself to push all the chips to the middle of the fucking table. I'm not even talking to the woman yet. I am only talking to myself. And when I talk to her, how do I want to talk to her? Do I want to do it through land, air, sea, or space? So everything I'm showing you, if you can see that big dog, is you'll notice that I'm not communicating to the woman. See, once you learn game is how you communicate to yourself. Women are just coming along on the ride. But see, when you are outside of yourself, okay, let me show you something. All right, let me show you. Wait, where is it? Hold on, guys. Let me go to the paper. Hold on, guys. Don't judge me. Okay, here we go. Let me get to this. Okay. So look at this real quick. Okay. When you, my brother, are communicating to the woman, you're stuck in the I do. That means you're putting her first. I'm stuck in the I am. I'm first. Even in the bedroom. Now, remember, even in the bedroom, I didn't say I come first. I am first even in the bedroom because I'm communicating to myself, what part of her body do I want to touch right now? What part of her body do I want to put my lips on? What part of my body, what part of her ear do I want to whisper in? I am communicating with me first. I am not communicating with that, okay? I'm not communicating with that, okay? Yeah, hopefully that makes sense, okay? Does that make sense? Okay? All right? That's what I'm saying for you guys out there. And that's what's important to me, okay? That's what I want you guys out there to see, to understand, and know. And if you can't see, understand it, or know, then this might not be the thing for you. You see what I'm saying? Because you're not communicating to the woman. Everything you do, gentlemen, is not communicating. You're never communicating with the woman first. You only communicate to the woman first when you don't have a standard, okay? G asked a question. By creating, you mean the experience you got to give or creating oneself. Remember I'm saying this. Okay, look. What I'm saying is, okay, so if, real quick, okay? What I'm saying to you, G, is I want you to see the depth and where I'm going with this. Okay, I'm in the flea market or I'm at an art gallery. Okay, flea market, art gallery. Okay, that's okay. I'm just fucking walking the fuck around. I'm just looking at paintings and all that. I'm just looking at shit. Okay, let's just say I'm just moving around. La da 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 da. Oh wait, not that. I'm sorry, guys. That's the wrong thing. Let's say I'm just moving around. Okay. And I see this. No, I don't even want to use that. That'd be the kitchen. But what I'm saying is, let's say that I see this at the art gallery. I look at it. I say, okay, cool. Let me study this. And let me say, okay, it's written by a woman. Okay, what I'm doing right now, G, is by looking at that painting, I am automatically communicating with that painting to myself. The communication's with me and the painting at this point. No woman. See, remember, the woman's not around. It's just the painting. What is the painting to me? Okay? Once I know what the painting is to me, it is at that point where I do what? Scribe. Write this down. This is what the painting is to me. This is what I see in the painting. This is why I see those things in the painting. But see, now listen, G. See, this I'm about to get deep for a second. It starts with my scribe. So I've already scribed it, okay? I've already scribed it, G. So let me show you the depth in the game that I'm trying to say. So that's the painting. I've already scribed it to myself. So next, what I'm doing is I'm going to my mind. I'm going to the boardroom, okay? In the boardroom, I'm bringing the amusement park. I'm bringing the marketing team, my motherfucking drug lab. I'm bringing in my, I won't bring my judicial system yet, but I will bring in my culinary school. I'll bring in my imagination. I'll bring in my guide. And then once I do that, see, look what I'm saying. What I am saying is, how can I use this to position myself? I didn't say the woman. This is what I'm saying, gentlemen. I didn't say the woman. I'm saying, how can I position myself for myself? And then once I get that down and be able to have those answers, I then go to the studio and start laying down the motherfucking tracks of how I'm going to lead her to smile. How can that photo make her blush? How can that picture make her laugh and smile and think and connect on a deeper level? But then from that point, I've got to get to my guide. We've got to guide her to this. Where am I going to lead her? How am I going to lead her? Why am I going to lead her? See, all this shit is happening before I even meet the motherfucking woman. And then once I got that shit down, oh, I must go to the Senate. I must go to my fucking Senate, and I must say to myself, because I'll have scribe with me reading my notes. Scribe is with me. So then I've got to market that shit to myself, to believe in it myself, because I've got to know why I'm about to do what the fuck I'm doing. And if she questions it, I can defend what the fuck I'm doing, stand on that shit and express it. Even, hey, brother, even before I even get her at my motherfucking crib. So I am doing all this, and this is going to be the standard for every fucking woman that comes through that door. Every fucking woman I'm online with, they're going to see that I'm one thought, one mind, one fucking way. My way, because I created it for me. I'm not sitting here saying, well, what if she doesn't like the photo? I don't give a fuck. What if she feels a certain way? I don't give a fuck. What if she says this? I don't give a fuck. Because she's allowed to feel what she feels, but I still get allowed to not give a flying fuck what she thinks. But I'm going to intrigue her. You see what I'm saying, G? I'm going to intrigue her because I am able to use that painting to express what she doesn't even realize that she knows. It allows me to touch a little bit of the core, because the painting is the story of her not reaching who she is. Let's just look. What is she doing? Okay, she's covering herself up. So let's go back. Let's look at it. She's covering herself up and hiding behind who she actually thinks she is. And what that is telling me, that the average woman wants to release her sexuality, but she doesn't know how to release her sexuality. But this is what the painting is defining to me, and this is why I'm so connected to it, because I know when I meet a woman that I'm going to show her that she is more than her makeup. She is more than her insecurities, and that there are things inside of her, like this painting. If I can just unveil the veil that is over top of her body, if I can just take the veil off. But here's the beautiful thing. If she feels safe enough to allow me to take the veil off, because I'm not going to force, beg, or try to yank that shit off. I want her to feel so one with me that she's taking that shit off for me to let me see things that I see. Look, things in her that she doesn't even want to show the average guy. And that's why I got that fucking painting in my motherfucking wall. And you see what I'm saying, G? This is for every fucking woman. Every woman. I'm not changing this shit. This is for every woman. And this is the depth of game. You see what I'm saying, brother? Let me grab what you're about to say. Because I know, okay, you're saying, so I understand why you say not to copy game, because it's the same as pain. It can mean something. Yes, because what you see is different from what I see, because we're not the same people. I'm just trying to get you to see what I see and why I would get that painting, because that painting I can use, hey, online, face-to-face, doesn't fucking matter. I can even take a photo of myself and angle myself and let her see the painting fucking behind me, where she's going to ask, wow, that's a beautiful painting. But you don't even understand why it's beautiful. Let me tell you why the painting is beautiful. The reason it's beautiful, and one thing is, you've got to feel the strokes of the paint. I mean, I'm not just talking about the story. I'm talking about taking her fucking hand and feel the stroke. And feel, look, the stroke coming down of the environment, but yet shift her hand this way and feel the stroke of her body. Feel how the painter curved and carved her body that wants to be, God, there's so much in this shit. It's not fucking fair. You know why it's not fair, G? Because they ain't used to motherfuckers like us. That's why they got to fuck us, because we are on another motherfucking level that the average guy ain't thinking this deep. I'm showing you what you're about, and you don't even, you know what the fuck, what fucks them up? Is when they're like, oh my God, how the fuck do you know me like that? We don't even know each other. How the fuck do you know this shit? Come on, man. You don't think that pussy get wet then? Gentlemen, all my dogs out there, all my chat room dogs out there, man. What's important here is not to just soak up what I'm saying right now to all of you. What is very important, because we're going to continue this tomorrow, but what is very important is that you look at the graveyard and always remember that always before you go to bed, think about the graveyard. We're the only motherfuckers on YouTube showing you this. Always remember, everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last. Nobody says that on the internet but us. And if they're saying it now, they stole it from us. We are the originators. And everything I'm trying to show you is you are a originator. You are. And let me say this. I don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to motivate your fucking ass. I'm just telling you the truth. Hopefully, through the information that you hear today and following my shows, you will start to come one or become one with who you actually are, versus trying to be what your mother, women, or these YouTubers want you to be. And that's where you're going to fail. You've got to open your eyes and wake up, okay? So let me get to T-Roy. So, cuz, I am redefined hood nigga from London. I graduated. Okay, T-Roy. Okay, T-Roy, please overstand this, T-Roy. And I'm saying this with love, okay? Because I don't want you to take this the wrong way. Okay, I'm embracing you for what I'm about to say, because I'm saying this with love. Okay, I don't give a fuck who you are, because the problem is all you're doing is standing on who the fuck you are. A woman doesn't give a fuck that you came from the fucking hood, and a woman doesn't give a fuck that you a nigga, and a motherfucking woman doesn't give a fuck that you come from London. So fuck your feelings. That's why you fucking losing. Because all you want to do is talk about shit outside your bitch ass, man. And I'm saying this shit with love, man. And if you don't like it, fuck you and leave. But I'm trying to help you out. Listen to how you talk. I don't give a fuck if you redefine. Fuck you. Because you still a bitch here. You a bitch in the hood, and you a bitch outside the hood. Because you ain't shit right now. Talking about, do you put a woman in the car first? Talking about women from other South Africa. You ain't shit right now, motherfucker. So I don't give a fuck what you are, because guess what? These women don't give a fuck about you either. Because you don't give a fuck about yourself. What? Should I cry? Should I say, oh my God, he's refined. Oh my God. This is... So I'm saying this with love. You can stay in here and learn how to be a man, but or you can go somewhere else with this bitch ass talking. I'm just being honest with you, dog. Because I don't want you to think. See, your problem is you think you can get away with that shit. You in the wrong motherfucking place. We don't play that shit here. Because if you want to say that silly ass shit, say that bitch shit somewhere else. Because men don't talk that way. Give a fuck where the fuck you from. I know you ain't shit here. So wake the fuck up. Hopefully I expect to see you in class tomorrow. And if not, fuck you. And if so, welcome. Choice is yours. Get your lazy fucking ass up and get your ex-hood ass, London ass, to a goddamn toy store and get your 10, your 100-piece puzzles and start learning goddamn game instead of sitting around here crying and shit. T-Roy, I want to say to you that we appreciate your time, but sir, this ain't for you. So I wish you the best in your endeavors, and I hope that you find what you're looking for. I release you. Goodbye. There you go. There you go. There you go. You see that right there? There you go. You see, gentlemen, you cannot say, gentlemen, that I did not try. You cannot say that I was an asshole. But what I am saying is that this is just not for him. So he needs to find somebody else that can show him what he wants. He's not ready to be a man. But anyway, guys, I hope you guys out there, listen, guys, please make sure at the end of the day that you go into your kitchen. Please, this is your homework assignment, gentlemen. Please go into your kitchen. Grab a small cup, fill it with your favorite beverage, let it be beer, wine, water, and please go into your kitchen, look at that man in the mirror, and tell that guy you love him, and go ahead and toast him, and I promise he will tell you he loves you back, and he will toast you back. Last question of the night, 7-Eleven, you got, listen, next time, please answer a question within a lot of time, okay? I've been on here for 3 hours, you've been listening, so you should have said something earlier. I will answer this last question. You're saying I'm making a mistake dealing with my ex. Like, okay, we're still actively fucking. Finally came to terms one day. I definitely was over because she keeps coming back. Well, no. The fact is, 7-Eleven, is that you keep allowing her back because you are weak and you have no fucking fuck game. Because if you was actually fucking her and eating her pussy the right way and being a motherfucking man, she would be begging to come back. And the fact that she is not begging you to come back, not crying and saying that she can't be without you, shows that all you are is a dick. There's nothing special about you. And the problem is that what kind of a weak individual is going to fuck something beneath him like his fucking ex? That shows a lot about your character, sir. You have no character qualities, and it is a shame that you surface dwellers act this way. What a fucking shame, okay? What a fucking shame. I hope that that you wake the fuck up, okay? I hope you wake up. No, Asia, we're writing a book. The book will be, I won't give you the date. The book, we're 99% done with the book. We're 99% done with the book. Just there's some other things I'm adding, but we're done. The book is coming out this year. The book is coming out soon, very soon. It's coming out very soon. But what I'm saying to you, 7-Eleven, is what is very important here is that she doesn't come back. You allow her to come back because you are weak. You have no foundation. You're soft, okay? So that is why, okay? So please open up and learn game and stop doing this soft shit. You're not making a mistake. You're making choices. There is no mistake as a man. You're making a choice, okay? All right? I just want to let you know. So I hope I was able to answer your question. Guys, we got a show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock East, man. Make sure y'all need me. If you need to get at me, get at me. When y'all ready to learn game, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Leave your name. Leave a number. When you're ready to learn, we got you. We got you. Yeah, you don't take your time. There's no rush. You just got to decide that you are sick and tired of what the fuck you are, and you want to be more than what you are, okay? So, guys, we will see you at 8 o'clock tomorrow. We will kick it like we always do. I appreciate you guys, but I'm trying to get you to appreciate yourself. We out.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ayy. Just like that, man, mindset. Gotta come back again, ayy. Just like that, man, mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
Hey, stay at home with the dog when you get a chance, man. I got a great proposition for you, so I'm going to do something my way. Just get back at me, you can't just call me the dog. I want to holler at you, dog. And hey, man, appreciate the code, brother. Really do. Thank you, my brother. But call me back, okay?